bit of lonely, a little bit of disregard. Handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want you to want.
Who's their phone?
Sounds Siri. Your reading response.
I acified by this podcast.
What a juggalo and what a juggalo.
Hi. Oh boy.
You woke up dumb.
Yes, you stupid.
Oops.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Chain of awesomeness.
What's going on here?
Action, you're not
born
in here.
Never surrender.
Shut up.
Oh, that's so.
Give it all you got. No!
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What?
Ultra human penis.
Wow.
I saw at least 4 feet of it.
Wow.
Oops. What happened? Local disc jockey is in hot water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to tell me to
go in the bathroom in their driveway is not nice.
How humiliating.
Food problem.
Shut up, the home of parents.
He had consumed some fumes.
Swing.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Will she
call
him a man?
Following some questionable remarks.
Well, I don't get the
rain man call.
I was a fan.
Siegel often draws his odd events of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Surely not again.
Only I planned on doing a selfie right about here.
Siegel crossed the line when he started laughing at the caller with the colostomy bag.
Pretty funny. I'm still not sure what happened.
Daddy, what do you do when you go to work?
Art.
Oh, I'm not confident.
Oh, damn!
Oh, my book.
I'm about as politically correct as your proverbial turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, my God. That weird little
guy. You vote for me for employee of the month?
No.
I still won.
What? Is this evil? Okay, then. How you pronounce the word? Chugga-maloo-ma-nick-a-nick-a-nick-a-loo-ka-mick-a-mick. Good Texas University of Texas. Goodbye to urge. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. They is the boys who is hard to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. That is the song they sing. Sing sound like hell.
Oh!
Good Texas University. Now for the egg bowl. Chicka-dicka-doo. Disco. Higgada. Huggada-do.
What in the world?
In the morning, your everything.
866-2-ELIOT. 866-235-5545.
Hello.
Hi, how are we today?
Good.
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was nice. That was
Take
Father's
care.
Day.
You know what? It was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was did a little something with Jackie, then did a little something with the kids. Although I'm pissed at the place then. Jackie got us tickets to go see the Book of Mormon,
mm-hmm.
which is great, which is awesome. That's the second time I've seen it. It's fantastic. I saw it at the Kennedy Center.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. So good. That was on Saturday.
During all the storms.
Yeah, but I was inside. That didn't matter. We had the Father's Day Classic, which is where some of the dads at Kettler rent out the ice, and then you play with your kids against, like, other dads and their kids. Then after that, we went to the Nationals game. Small brush with fame. Best game.
Okay.
It was so goddamn hot. But the so I was getting a lemonade yesterday, and all of a sudden, Elliot. And I turned around. Carl Alsner standing right there.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that was for a second. But, no, I was pissed because when we went out on the our babysitter took the boys to the
okay.
All fan my entire life.
Yeah.
You know many no hitters I've seen?
Zero.
None. Near perfect games I've seen. Zero. The so Sunday, kids are going no hitter. We saw the no hitter. We were almost there for the perfect game. Lot one guy
described it.
Infuriating. Oh, I was angry at him.
At least they got to see it.
They don't appreciate it. They don't appreciate it.
Blame Jackie.
In the I did. Oh, why didn't we go to the Nats game on Saturday?
Well, it's not like she could have known.
But still, you can't take the chance. You can't
ever go anywhere but a baseball.
But
game.
You know what? One more reason. I told Jackie it's one more reason to hate theater. is missing the a perfect game or almost a perfect game, a no hitter. Oh, I was furious.
Yes.
And then and then it all ended bad on Saturday when the kids went to the game. The younger one had peanuts, and then he had two more bags of peanuts and spent yesterday after throwing up peanut butter. It was horrible. I will say this, though.
Is that like a sort of allergy?
No.
Or did he just ate too many?
So many peanuts. It went out of his mouth. It was
the day after?
Diane, he had four bags of peanuts in 24 hours.
I've never heard of that before.
Ton of,
oh,
they're,
God,
they're enormous.
I was thinking of like one about the size
Ooh,
of your hand.
No. I will say it's time that vomit has smelled okay. It smells like peanuts.
All right.
I was like, you know, can I ask you this, though? For Father's Day yesterday, Tyler, did your mom call you?
For me, she's with my grandfather.
Right.
So I called my grandfather.
Okay.
And talked to my mom.
Okay, but you talked to your mom yesterday.
Yes.
And this, had you... She have not been with your.
She
would have called.
Yes.
Did call Scott?
She came over.
Oh no, kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. I hung out. Kaylee, did Punk Ass's mom call Punk Ass?
Oh, your father.
The. Oh, that's true. I guess that wouldn't. That wouldn't work. and I guess they're not. Oh, this isn't how we want to tell everybody. Yeah, I guess you did see them. You saw. Okay. I got a text yesterday morning. What are you doing for Father? So I wrote back, Father's Day Classic baseball game. She writes back, tuning here, Hatter, have a good day.
Wait, did you expect?
I expected a phone call.
And she replied. She replied.
Okay, Tyler.
And what? Promptly.
The I can't go anywhere.
In years past, has she, like, done more?
Yeah, how about a phone call? And listen, it's probably
it's
been.
It's funny that you because you look because you look forward to. You can't have both
Jackie.
Ways.
I can't. And you're that's right, Jackie. I can't bitch about not being invited to the party if I don't want to go.
Yeah,
but that's a dick move. I said to Jackie, "Could you, when the kids are older, and maybe they have kids, at least just."
I don't understand why you're complaining.
Because it's a dick move.
Is it?
It's expected.
One many.
Yeah, but every so often you'd like to think, just do the right thing.
I honestly can't believe the second part of that story. I thought you were going to get the, like, question text and not have anything come back after you responded.
Oh, so I think it wasn't good enough for you.
At least being told.
Yeah, good for
you. Kind of a dick move. Like, every so often you expect, just do the right thing.
I wouldn't have expected different.
Good.
From your mom? No.
How about just from a mom in general?
No, I would expect a phone call, but...
Yes!
Hey, some woman.
The
texting is communicating.
But isn't it... But, okay, yes, I shouldn't complain because I get that. But isn't it the...
Yes, of course.
Right, okay, in normal land. Normal.
The normal.
Okay, but every so often, pull out the stops and do something normal.
The fact that there was anything... It deserves a round of applause.
I did get a card in the mail.
From her?
Yeah, I got a card.
What from this lady?
Yeah. Oh, no. Next thing you know, it's going to be a visit that you forgot to mention.
No, come on. That's horrible.
And a text and a card. It was on time.
It's horrible. Horrible.
There is no pleasing you.
How is that? No, that's not me. That's her. You don't live your life like
today.
Yeah.
The only lining that comes out of that is that it's now been, I can't say that. It's only been 3 weeks since I've talked to her. I was going to say six, but I forgot. I jammed one in there just to piss myself. Because I knew that she was on her orders. So I waited 15 minutes and then called my sister back. And I was like, oh, mom's there. I'll talk to her. They're nuts. But no, okay. Yes. I shouldn't complain. I should not.
But you should be happy.
No, I'm not. Because it's still the wrong thing to do.
It's all about perspective, man.
No, it's still right. I probably would have bitched if she did call. It'd been like, don't do me any favors.
Sure.
That is the wrong thing to do.
To your
yes. Like, no. Not my situation.
But you're not a normal situation.
No, but it should be normal. It should be treated.
It deserves all the shine.
Okay.
I can't believe she sent you a card.
I'll tell you. No, and it...
Because she had to get it several days in advance.
Can I ask you this? I've never inside...
Are you kidding? Jesus!
You're a horrible son.
God.
This whole time I thought she was a horrible... It's you.
No.
It is you.
You're
it's
one of
you.
You want, like, ooh, Father's Day week.
No. Ask, because I...
God.
Wait, why does this fall on me? Why does this fall on me?
I'm just waiting to see Kaylee. What the next...
Yes!
You get a
yes!
text, a card, and a gift card.
Okay.
I didn't even get a
gift. Here's my question, because I've never purchased a site before.
What is it?
10 gift card.
I hope it's Etsy.
No. Oh, I'd throw it. I'd cut it up. I would never use it. I purchased anything from there before. I don't know if they're expensive. I have no idea what it is. And I'm not complaining about the...
You're complaining the entire time.
I am a little bit. Can you buy anything for $10 on Zappos?
God damn it.
This lady's been misunderstood for 15 years.
Yeah. I think we all owe her an apology.
I love Zappos.
I've never used Zappos before.
Oh, my God.
Is it just shoes?
No. It's been known for shoes.
Why would I have? Gift card?
They have, like...
Do they really?
They have apparel. Yeah.
That is clothing, Diane. Activewear and outerwear.
Jeans?
They have jeans? I do need a new pair of jeans.
I love Zappos.
You've
my God.
There before?
Yeah. One purchase and you're automatically to them. It's the VIP program.
Is anything $10?
I'm going to get you these tight white jeans.
Gift cards can be used toward a sales price.
Right, but I've never bought before, so now I don't want to spend money to buy something from there.
I
want to use my...
You that you have feet and she wants to help you...
No idea.
...help you switch out shoes every other day.
Clip my toe.
Congrats.
Clip my toenails.
Happy Father's Day. It was Father's Day.
No, bloody pointer toe being into it. Yeah. When's your birthday? I'll give you a Zappos gift card.
Well, it was
April. You know what? For next year.
Oh, didn't get him a card, did you?
But I think... I just start thinking about Mother's Day. Don't worry about me. This lady has gone above and beyond.
I've never bought anything for anything.
Great side.
And if I'm being honest, again, hand to God. George Carlin. I always thought a scam site. Like Etsy.
What?
Like Etsy.
No. Etsy. Don't you see, like, going through the neighborhood, a billion Zappos boxes on people's doorsteps?
No, I don't look at people's doorsteps to see what they order from. No, why would I see what people are ordering? I don't go up to their door.
No, these shoes are...
Like, what kind of dress shoes, though, and stuff?
No,
it's anything you want.
Do they have North Face shoes?
I'm sure. I don't know for sure, but I'm... They have...
So they're like DSLs.
No, not actually.
They have North Face.
They do? I look in it. They have 9.5s? But I tell you, who cares? It's $10. Okay, so now now Father's Day's.
Did you say
what?
Thank you at least?
I have
That's
data
the
charges.
Strange, strange.
Because now I have to, in order to use my gift card, I now have to spend money.
Oh, God, you're. Well, they do have stuff less than I
do. Oh, what do they got?
Laces.
Yeah. Just use laces. I can always use laces.
Well, then get in there.
Then
stuff too. I mean, like I said, that's comfy.
I can't wear flip flops because I don't like the thong thing between my toes. Now I feel like
there's no pleasing you.
Yeah, there is.
Those people.
Do they have? No, I'm not.
You're complaining because somebody gave you a gift card.
No, I wouldn't complain about a gift card.
And you were recognizing ways for Father's Day.
I wouldn't complain about any of the above if I would have gotten a phone call. I don't think calling a kid who's a dad on Father's Day is really putting anybody out there.
You're a great father, but you're an awful son.
I said to Jackie, there will never be a day, if God willing, my kids have kids one day, never be a year. I mean, unless technology is really just taken over, but never be a time that I won't pick up the phone and call them. Right?
You would hope?
Yeah. So yeah. Why wouldn't... Why
I like how
that?
You have to ask Diane.
No, but why is that? Why is that too... Why?
I don't know what else you'd want from her.
A goddamn, this is the right thing to guarantee you. If I texted her for her birthday, it was just like, hey mom, it's too hot here to do anything. Not about her, by the way. Call my sister and bitch. He doesn't even have.
Or send a gift.
You know what I'm getting her for, Mother's Day?
You're re-gifted.
$10 gift card to Zappos. Labels. Soup labels.
What?
She sends soup labels because the boys collected for their school, but I've told her neither boy is going back to their school next year, so I don't know why she's soup labels.
Soup labels.
So that's in my Zappos gift card.
Oh my gosh.
This is telling.
Yeah.
These last 10 minutes have been telling. And I wish I could come.
No!
Maybe I'll divide it into like 100 snaps.
And they
Snapchat.
You know what? That's a great question.
Oh, I hope so.
That is a question. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hey, what's going on, dude?
So, mom, who is nuts. Listen, Diane Tyler, do not get this.
Thank you.
You are exactly right. Thing she would like suck up like a gift, thinking that's going to make up for everything. It doesn't.
No, exactly. Make 35 years. And
absolutely. And Tyler, I love you guys. You're totally off base. Thank you.
Because the only thing that she had to do to make everyone.
Exactly.
Right.
Everything just.
No. The weekend. Not everything. The one thing you should do, the other things I don't care you should do, human being, is pick up the phone. And that's the part that you don't do.
Absolutely.
Right. And the reason for the text wasn't anything about Father's Day. It was just to tell me it's too hot in Phoenix to do anything. And I wanted to write back and go, no S.
She did enjoy your day. And then she also said it in the card that she sent you.
You're outstanding. And
that was nice, and it said Happy Father's Day on it somewhere, right?
Yeah, printed on the card.
They want to be redundant.
God. Sir, nobody gets our plight. It's just you and me. I'll call you next year. All right, dude. Hey, listen. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Yes, we got a ton of stuff that we got to get through today. Give me one quick break. We'll lay everything up.
Elliot in the Morning wants you to meet Imagine Dragons. DM all them all week, win your show, and passes to head backstage to meet Imagine Dragons. See them and meet the band. Get all the details at facebook.com/ITM online. Elliot in the Morning. Like us on Facebook. Interact at facebook.com/com2. From the Nissan of...
Interstates are looking really good through Richmond with no major problems or big delays to report. That's in the final clearing stages on Nash Road at Beach Road. Jeff Davis at Walmsley Boulevard. Also, just a little slowdown around Grove Avenue at Libby Avenue.
You buy Nissan of Richmond.
At Nissan of Richmond, we found ways to help cool things off. MSRP on a new Rogue. Escape the summer heat and cool off with a new ride from Nissan of Richmond. NissanRVA.com.
Dealer for complete details.
Think about joining a gym.
Jeff, join the fan.
You can join any Americans for just $1, plus no commitment.
Membership includes a one-hour consultation with a certified personal trainer.
We'll show have and how to use it to stop by any American Family Fitness to then take advantage of our best dollar with no commitment.
Hurry, offer ends soon. See location for details.
Show Dad how much you appreciate him this Father's Day with a great gift from Lowe's. You'll find big savings on brands the pros 20-volt cordless drill, now only $99, plus a 12-gallon shop vac for $5. So hurry into Lowe's this Father's Day and save on something he'll love. Lowe's, improving. Valid 6/17 through 6/22. While supplies last on item 506-283-713 only. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Call it. Job insurance. Adventure insurance. Girlfriend insurance. Freedom insurance. And say you call it car insurance. Or because you have a life to live. So, we'll help you stay covered and driving for the right price. 24/7. Because what drives us, drives you. Safe Auto. Call, click, and enjoy the road.
You, it's an AC on max kind of day. For your car battery, it's a struggle in the scorching heat kind of day. So stop by AutoZone today for a free check and make sure it's up to the tip. Very least, it'll give your battery a the AC for a few minutes.
Oh! Because of the great deal every Monday at Moe's Southwest Grill, everyone's been getting a case of the Moe Monday week off right with a burrito with crazy low price.
It's here. The 4th of July sales event at your local Ford dealer. Now through July 6th. With really big deals on American Ingenuity, Legend, and Toughness. That's why people buy Ford. Now it's your turn.
Everybody talking about the All-American.
The 4th of July sales event at your local Ford dealer. Using technology. America's favorite big cash back. Back for all military members. That's right. Active retirees and veterans get hundreds more in total cash back.
Everybody talk about
the 4th of the local Ford dealer. This is the time. Don't wait. His best-selling brand. Hurry. It all ends July 6th. Claims based on 2011 IHS Automotive's U.S. owner lists had the greatest percentage of owners who returned to market and purchased or leased another Ford in 2014.
Right there. Hold it there for a second.
This is helicopter mechanic and Navy Federal member Jeremy Davis. He covers congested annular air intake pipes out.
Centrifugal fuel filter's the problem.
But when it comes to the intricacies of arm conditions, Jeremy's a bit rusty.
Say, Russ, I can fix that too.
Helicopter's happy is Jeremy's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. At Navy Federal Credit Union, we've got low rate for 100% of the purchase and tags. We can even help you refinance your current loan so you can lower your monthly payments charge.
Glad I don't add, boy.
You said it. But we will help you with your auto loan. Visit Navy Federal to learn. See how we can help you be good with money. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Federally insured by CUA.
And those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
XL 102 with another big field.
It's Van from Catfish to the Bar. Are you the UFC?
Conor McGregor. I'm Conor McGregor.
All right.
Mike, what are you doing?
I don't.
He's good on the game. I like that.
Yeah, but, Conor McGregor. You know Conor McGregor?
No.
Irish fighter. No.
I might look him up.
Bigfieldday.com. Now Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Stuff that we got to get through today. Imagine Dragons. I will give you tickets right after the 4th of July. I believe July 6th is the day for that. So I will give you tickets to the show. Not only will you get tickets to the show, you and your guest, you will go backstage and you will meet Imagine Dragons. Also this morning, we're going to talk to Molly Shane. A couple of things to get into with her. First and foremost, her movie, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, which, by the way, looks really, really good. Looks really, really fun. In kind of a series. So anyway, she'll be. We got to get into Wet Hot American Summer with her, but she'll be on with us a little bit later on, a couple hours from now. Also, WWE all this week. You will win for May Night Raw.
2 row seats. Tomorrow we'll do 4th row seats until we end up at Friday, which of course will be front row Friday. You'll see John Cena, you'll see Roman Reigns, Randy Orton. So you'll win those for a week. A lot of stories from the weekend that we have to get into. There's a lot of stuff going on. So get going with some news, please.
Well, Amy Church in Charleston, South Carolina, services yesterday, just 4 days after last week's massacre of 9 people during a Bible study. Reverend Norville appointed to lead the church now after senior pastor Reverend Clement Ebold last week.
Because the door of the Emmanuel is on this Sunday. It sends a message to every demon in hell.
Yesterday, about people joining together on Charleston's Arthur Ravenel Bridge for a big unity march.
Dude, that march was awesome.
Yeah.
The pictures of that march are unbelievable.
The FBI continuing to investigate Word Manifesto, believed to have been by Dylan Roof, full of race against blacks, Jews, others, including the line, "We have no skinheads, no real gay, no one doing anything but talking on the internet. Someone has to have the bravery to take it to the real world, and I guess that has to be me." The son of one of the victims is saying that Dylan Roof tried to kill himself after the shoot stopped. Kevin Singleton spoke to one of the survivors who told him it had killed 9 people at the Bible. He was head and pulled the trigger, but it just clicked.
Right.
He then took off running out of the church and making his way towards North Carolina, arrested in.
I bet he's got a rough stay in prison.
Yes.
I bet he's in for a bit. I'm glad that trigger didn't find whatever, dust him. But the I just feel a rough go of it in prison.
Yeah.
Good.
So, also, news from Erkley Township, New Jersey, where authorities killed when a stone slab that weighed about 650 pounds fell on him outside of a business that the business was closed.
Holy crap. It wasn't like one of those big, where you...
Yes, 650 of those things.
Yeah, no, I was good. Like 2 blocks from them or 3 blocks from the house, there's like one of those like granite places or something where they have like those big slabs outside.
Yeah.
Is that what fell on him?
Sounds bad. Oh, it was 650 pounds. Was closed when the accident happened, so they're not sure why the kid was there. I believe he was trying to walk between slabs when the large slab fell on top.
Not sure
how long. Apparently, a passing motorist.
Wow.
Spotted the incident and called police. He was pronounced dead a short time later. News from the world of a family meeting. Chris Christie is basically all but certain to join for 2016. We had a great conversation a couple of weekends from college for home. And they encouraged me, saying that if this is something that I really want to do, that they're
so now,
he said he still hasn't made up his mind. So I guess he's just trying to.
He's just waiting for the right time.
Yeah.
So Christie will get in. obviously you're Jersey. What's with the girl?
Oh, he's sick, right?
Hasn't he been sick since he went to Korea?
I believe so.
South Korea. Oh. But yeah, I want to say, like, since he came back, hasn't
he? He has had some issues, yeah. I mean,
What I read yesterday, though, is he's essentially making conference calls on the toilet. Like, he cannot. I don't know what he ate over there. He did. But yeah, he cannot. He's canceling meeting, like not just meeting, not everything.
Well, yeah, like you said, the
no. Yeah, 2 weeks, and it is all it's all bubble and gurgle.
Well, they didn't go into it that deeply.
Well,
did they?
Real talk.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you.
Personal matters requiring his attention. I don't see any mention of him holding me.
I bet that thing is just raw. He's a big boy too. I mean, he's not Christy. I bet he's losing weight. I bet part of it is down and goes, you know what? It's only my esophagus hurts, and I got a beacon of light coming off my ass. But other than that, I'm dropping some pounds.
In an unreleased, North Korea announcing that they've created a vaccine that can treat Ebola, HIV, a number of cancers, and MERS.
Oh, are they going to share that?
No, I don't have any proof for that.
Well, they said so.
Yeah. Another story, Hawaii Governor Desalation making his state the first in the nation to raise legal smoking age to 21.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm. Goal of the law, obviously, to smoking, buying, or possessing both regular and electronic.
No kidding.
Opponents say it's unfair to have people be legally adult at the age of 18 and to be able to fight for their country, obvious, to smoke.
In reading that, do they think that a lot of the other governors are going to like start coming in?
Hope in the flush. I'd probably make that tomorrow. They had to have beekeepers on Capitol Hill on Friday after there was a swarm of some 50. 50- honeybees that was buzzing near the main Senate entrance to the U.S. Capitol.
You know what was weird, though, in reading about that? People who, I guess, live around the Capitol Hill area and then, like, some staffers who work on Capitol Hill, like, no beekeeper outfits, no nothing. They just went running over to get them. They kind of ghetto. But they said, like, they just take, like, and tape it up and cut a hole in it and just kind of...
Kind of towards the hole. Follow one another, right?
Did you imagine that, though? Like, people just run. I've been running away.
Yeah, so I guess they were able to, you know, get them into the box.
I'll tell you, the bitch is dying off, and that is not good for humans.
Eddie Van Halen slamming David Lee Roth in a new interview with Billboard magazine. He said, among other things, how can I put this? Perception of himself is different than who he is in reality. You're not in our 20s, and he's act like you're 60. I stopped coloring my hair because I know I'm not going to be young.
Whoa.
He goes off also on...
Aren't they getting ready to go on tour?
Exactly.
Well, that'll be comfortable.
This is going to make things a little bit uncomfortable. He also talked about how, hey, there are three of us like rock and roll music.
Oh, I told you. I told you that. Remember David Lee Roth that said everything's 128 beats per minute. He said, loves dance music.
That used to kind of work, but now Dave doesn't want to come to the table. I went off on Michael Anthony. Ever played, I had to show him how to play. Before, it's awful. Before we'd go on tour, he would come over with, and I would have to show him how to play all the parts. He also downplayed Michael Anthony's harmony vocals as the signature sound
so
of Van Halen. I don't know. Sammy Hagar came out, offended Michael Anthony, saying...
Well, they're chicken foot together.
Exactly, but...
They were. Or they were, right.
They still play together. He's in a circle.
Oh, okay.
Sammy's group, yeah.
Okay.
So it was Sammy Hagar who came out to defend Michael Anthony, saying for Eddie to say that he had to show him, had to teach him all those songs, that BS I've ever heard in my life. In years, there was never a video camera involved of Eddie showing him what to play. F you, Eddie Van Halen, for saying that about Mikey.
By the way, I don't get me back to Eddie and David on tour together. God, how uncomfortable is that going to be?
Yeah, exactly. Is
you know why?
Eddie just
because,
losing it?
No, they don't care. It's a pain is at this point.
I know.
They
but
all
why,
hate each
why
other.
Why do this? Okay, do this
well,
after
Eddie
the tour.
And Eddie and Alex, obviously, Wolfie and Ed. He doesn't care. And it's drama to help sell tickets. It's a paycheck.
Eddie later went on to claim that the last album he purchased
was... I gotta go to that show.
So, in 1986. He doesn't...
Record, by the way.
Doesn't know... Tug. That was a great record.
Was that Sledgehammer?
Yes.
Yeah, didn't like that song. Punky!
Not that album.
Oh.
That's
a song about sex, by the way.
He doesn't know most of the lyrics. And he has never listened to bands like Radiohead, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, or Pantera. Look at Dimebag's Funeral.
BS! That's a load of crap.
I think he's losing it.
Crap.
Right?
Tell me he's never...
Song. I don't believe that.
He's never heard a Pantera song.
Right. Jurassic World held on to the top spot of the week. Another $100 million. Inside Out opening very well, though. Second highest open behind Toy Story 3 down 10. It made $91.1 million. New ones this week, Ted 2 with Mark Wahlberg, Seth MacFarlane, Amanda Seyfried's Glowing Peanuts. Is it also Max, the story about help the Marines in Afghanistan coming back to the United States and being adopted family. It doesn't sound like Charlie Thursday because he was tweeting a lot.
By the way, forget anything that Eddie Van Halen said about David Lee Roth. What Charlie Sheen is unbelievable.
So he talked both about her and Brooke Mueller. He is a sexy rock star whom I adore. Dee Richards, a heretic, washed-up, piglet shame pile.
Didn't he call her, like, a douche face?
Yes. Couple of hours later, he Denise Richards being a shakedown and worst mom alive.
Mm-hmm.
I have paid that Clay Vinnick leaky diaper. Is that in regards to, like, a law firm? That leaky diaper over 30 mil, and she calls me a deadbeat dad.
He also says,
see you in sack of landfill trash. Couldn't act hot in a fire
that's the best part. Can't act hot in a fire or wet in a pool.
Back to the old Charlie.
So he's back.
I think so.
He's back on steroids, clearly.
U.S. women's soccer team taking on Colombia in the round of 16 for the women's World Cup later on today.
Tyler, who's the chick? Well, there's two that we want to say have ties to, but we'll keep an eye on from the girl who went to Maryland.
Cousin Natalie.
Right, and we know we know her cousin. Who's the chick that punched
Lady Andrade?
Is her first name Lady?
It's Lady Andrade.
Oh, no kidding.
She's part of the Colombian royal
family. All right, so we don't like her.
Yeah, she ran her mouth. this weekend.
Oh, did she really? About she Abby?
Not as bad as the Brazil head coach knocked out Australia yesterday.
But wait, what did Lady Antebellum, I don't know her name, Andrada, what did she say about, what did she say about Abby?
Specifically, she just said that them seriously and, that they're gonna go out there and win.
Hope Abby just knocks her on her ass, takes care of business.
And that's why Rapinoe had a great comment in their press conference for the day for, I think it was there in Rapinoe and somebody. And I was like, if you need to be run your mouth like that and you need extra motivation at this stage, do.
Amen. Amen. Get a man. Get
a. Yesterday, Nationals completing the sweep with a 9-2 win over the Pirates. The
very
Nationals
hot at that game. Holy crap, was it hot outside. Jesus Christ. Whew, man.
Obviously, Max Scherzer nearly perfect Saturday night in the Nats win over Peter with 10 strikes. With two outs in the bottom of the ninth.
Every time Tabata came up yesterday, well, first of all, the booing was ridiculous, but they were, no. They got up. They put up 9 runs in the first inning. So everybody thought the first time that Gio saw Tabata was going to hit him and just unload. He never did. Even at one point, Lobaton went out there. I'm assuming Lobaton went out. Don't worry about it. We don't need a fight. It's hot as balls. Let's get through this game and just finish him out and let's be done. But I tell you what, 40,000 people would have gone crazy if he would have hit him yesterday.
College final getting underway tonight. Virginia, best of 3, and as a rematch of last year's final. And Jordan Smith, Open winner since 19-5 under, one stroke ahead of Dustin Johnson and Louis Oosthuizen. He has now won US Open this year.
That's not bad for a 21-year-old kid.
No kidding.
By the way, I put that on for a little bit yesterday.
Oh, you put it on?
I'm right on there.
Well, I like
there.
Okay,
that just came out wrong. I put it on yesterday. Man, does that golf course look...
Well, compared to what you usually
do. Like beautiful green grass
and
stuff.
But did you see the fire in the background, too?
Oh, no, I didn't put it on at that point.
There was not far away. So you saw...
Man, is that an ugly place.
That's a look at news and sports.
XL 102.
Listen up, Richmond. Bon Secours and the Washington Redskins are pushing for healthier communities. So, June 27th, they're challenging men of all ages... Step onto the men's health issues, but it's not. We want everyone to participate in an afternoon of football, fitness, and fun. That means mom and the kids, too. Measurements, free screenings, and test your skills in our NFL Combine. At the end of the day, we'll have a drawing for some game shots. Need a little more motivation? Have the chance to meet a Washington Redskins player. And some team cheerleading. We knew that'd grab you. Don't miss it. Check your health day is June 26th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And only at the Bar Redskins Training Center. Check your health before you wreck your health. To learn more, visit realmensee.com.
Elliot in the Morning, XL 102.
$50, 866-235-5468. First time winners, call me right now. We'll get you set up with your gift card next.
When news breaks, part of the story. When life's chased to listen. When it really depends on him.
Elliot in the Morning.
Interstates are looking no major problems or big delays to report. There is an accident that's in the final road at Beach Road. Jeff Boulevard, just a little delay. Also, just a little slowdown around Grove Avenue at Libby.
June through November is it. While no one can predict, one thing is certain. It pays to be prepared. And O'Reilly Auto Parts, ideal place to find the things you'll need. We carry hundreds of items you'll find useful before, during, and after the race. Batteries, tools,
tarps, bungees, extension cords, and gas cans, kit flares, even large necessities like generators, automotive batteries, and power inverters. So think O'Reilly for your supplies. We're close, convenient, and known for our everyday low prices and excellent customer service. The Auto parts, better prices every day.
And this is my meeting with an old-timey, sunny southern lawyer in a court.
Joan, you can't show my client.
We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place. So shopping is easy.
Rate when it's lowest. Slander in the court of law.
New, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest.
A case! Move to adjourn!
And save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's Flo! My impression of a drill instructor directing...
And what? Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Get through those sequins!
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Let me set my change!
Specialty insurance company affiliates, home and affiliates by other select insurers.
The value and the quality are unmatched. Definitely jewelry industry.
Meet Diamonds Direct Lifetime in jewelry stores, but says no place even comes close to Diamonds Direct.
Having been in for 4 years now, there is no other company that can duplicate or customers when it comes to value and when it comes to customer service.
It starts right at the source. The source. Next unique advantage is the ability of middlemen in the diamond process, from the mines to the showroom.
Our starting cost is so much less than retail jewelry store. So amazing savings on to our customers.
Always get a bigger, better quality diamond at Diamonds Direct. And you can also get her that one-of-a-kinders like Tacori, Verragio, Henry Dossi, Simon G, and dozens more.
It's just incredible how many amazing, missing lines.
Diamonds durable value with unrivaled on any other. Richmond's direct diamond importer. Short Pump, West Broad Village.
Introducing BOGO Days at Hooters. Buy any 10 and boneless wings, swings free. So that doesn't have the same ring as BOGO. All you need to know is you get 10 free boneless wings Monday through Thursday until July.
Switch to Metro PCS, the 4G LTE smartphone, like the LG Leon LTE, sales tax not included. And since you'll keep your old phone number, you won't run the rhythm number previously used for pizza deliveries. Nope, just a brand new smartphone for free on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Right now at Metro PCS.
For price ever, price for instant rebate. Thanks from the T-Mobile network. Coverage and services not available. PCS.com for details and terms of.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
You got your friends, you got your honey. You think you got a million days, but then life comes along, the lonely down to the ground, and that's why I say, everybody ought to hug somebody at least once a day. Everybody ought to kiss somebody. Yeah.
It's Elliot in the Morning. First time winners, please 866-2 Elliot, 866-2468. Go to line 5. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Hey, this is Jeff from Baltimore.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. Waking up.
What'd you do all weekend?
Oh, all weekend. Yesterday I for Uber, so I did that yesterday, and then I came home, watched a little golf, and did laundry for the first time in 3 weeks since I moved. I was out of fresh underwear, so.
Ooh, and coming off of you're not repeating yesterday's underwear today. No,
yeah.
Thank you. That's like sitting in a wet bathing suit. That is.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I wasn't wearing underwear all weekend. I was going to out on
out of underwear. So,
it was definitely time.
Hey, listen, you hold tight 1 second for me. I got a $50 gift card for you. Kaylee will take care of you with that. Hold tight 1 second for me. All right, brother.
Thanks, man.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold on 1 second. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Thanks.
It is. Who are you? You?
Hello, this is Katie.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Thank you. And what was your weekend all about?
Not a whole lot. Family.
That's what I like to hear. I like to hear right there.
Yep. I had to get up early this morning for a a class this week, so.
Oh, I was going to say, isn't everybody out right now?
I think there's some kids who are still going today.
I know. I have two classes.
Let me ask you this, if you don't mind. Can I get...
I am 31.
Oh, boy. I read something yesterday, terrifying, but it's pudding. Syndrome, have you ever heard of that, RLS?
Yes, I have.
Do you have it? Oh, you wouldn't.
Okay. Is it just like a shaky leg, you can't stay still, or what?
No. You wish that's what it was. I always thought rest was something that a kid has.
You have it too, right?
Have it. Most adults get in their mid to late 30s.
Kids, I understand that kids can have it.
Right.
But I thought it was primarily an adult thing.
Oh, that thing into reading this thing? I always thought kids thing. Not at all. I was reading about this one woman who has it. By the way, I don't know what first of all, they consider it an orphan condition.
What? Mm-hmm.
An orphan condition.
What does that mean?
Just one of those that just kind of gets pushed aside. That nobody really takes seriously.
Oh.
Now, they didn't give me other conditions, so I don't know what it gets grouped in with. But yeah, they just kind of take it and they just push it aside and go, eh, whatever. So I was reading. She says, my first bout with restless leg syndrome happened in my mid-30s, which doctors say is very, very typical. It was during a summer night when I was wide awake from the suffocating heat. The right foot would not stop pinching inward toward the sole. The resulting muscle spasms crept up my shin and pumped my ball. This on all day. Oh, this day, I could barely place my release from the floor. I wondered if I was having a stroke. My friend Debbie, who was staying in my apartment for a few days, joked that she figured that the bouncing around in bed meant that I must have been asleep. I was awake. But then I was reading, this says, my insomnia, like everybody, manifests itself in multiple ways. I suffer from a neurological disorder that is poorly understood. Orphan condition. But it talks about, imagine being tired and ready for bed. You've turned off the lights. You've turned down the blankets. Now, imagine just as consciousness, somebody creeps into your bedroom and injects you with an oversized clown's prop needle full of one. Your mind is still foggy, but your physical body is ready to run a marathon.
Oh, God.
Won't wear off for hours, long after the cramps, the seized muscles, and the feeling that your kneecaps are being squeezed between two bricks.
Oh, God.
Then, you're in pain all day.
Oh, that's awful.
Can you even imagine that?
I had no idea it was kind of, like, somatic.
You know, no, honestly, leg syndrome was? What? Where, like, you leg...
You're fidgety.
Not even fidgety. Like, you're still able to sleep, but, like, your leg just kind of flails.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's what I thought it was. Like, you still go to your husband, your wife, friend, whatever it is, would be like, oh, my God, I can. Honestly, I thought it was a version of snoring. Person snoring has no idea what's going on, but everybody would. I just thought it was just your leg flopping around like a fish out of water.
Well, it's kind of funny because I usually can sleep through, like, anything and have a problem. And my leg was hurting. I'm like, oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
But it's at the top, like, almost like where the hip, you know, your hip and your leg beat or whatever.
Right.
And
can I ask you?
Talking about this, I'm like,
hey, I am a very, very likely candidate. Well, actually, I should. One is that they say they believe the cause. Again, it's understudied and pushed aside. It's a. But the beliefs in the restless leg community, salt intake.
Oh.
So,
that.
I do. I love salt. It's one of the greatest things ever.
You don't drink any
liquid. Liquid.
Okay, not water.
Had lemonade yesterday.
sugar.
Probably a ton of sugar. Hey, keep me up to date on how that leg's doing.
Right,
no, I'm not even. How old did you? How did you say you were? 30? Dude, you're right in the middle of it.
I mean,
right.
That's not mid-30s. Come on.
Okay, I don't think that it's only 35. Adults can have it. It's like 35. It hits you. Like, you're in prime time.
Oh, Lord.
Orphan, right, restless, well, restless. Okay. All right, very good. Hold tight 1 second. Let me get you your gift card, okay?
Thanks.
By the way, you're
there.
Yeah, it sounds like you'd never like that. Be able to sleep.
No. Didn't you always one where, like, first, like, you said you thought it was, say, get it.
Because I feel like whenever it's time, it's adults.
Didn't you think it was like snoring? Where the person who has it doesn't fit, their body, like their legs just kind of...
See, I feel like I've come across it at some point, not me personal, destroying people's nights that you can't sleep.
You feel like you're getting ready to run a marathon.
Miserable.
Can you imagine?
Now I have a whole newfound...
No, because he's out of it. Oh, no, you know what? You know what I've been... Now in my mind, you know what I'm thinking of for having... Night. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what thinking for kids. Maybe that's where my confusion is. That's my confusion. So maybe that's a... I don't want to get into night terrors.
No.
And adults can have those as well.
Yes. But now maybe I'm wrong about kids getting restless leg syndrome, RLS. I was confusing the two. So maybe it is only an adult orphan thing.
Oh, only adult.
Yeah. The kids get was night terrors, not restless leg. Restless leg maybe only is adults. Now I don't know.
I think kids get it too.
I would think anybody could get it.
Yeah.
If you give them a lot of salt, my kids get that. By the way, how bad it feels just points due north.
Oh my God.
And you got to spring out of bed.
Yes.
Imagine the part where...
Hours.
Where they talk about how your kneecaps feel like they're being squeezed bricks. Nope. Oh, thank you. And your calf being just like one big hard ball. Mm-mm.
RLS may start at any age, including childhood.
There you go.
Oh, perfect.
There you go.
Hey, Doug. Good morning, class.
Hey, who's this?
This is Brian. I actually have restless leg syndrome, and I've had it since, the age of 12 to 14.
Holy. And, how old are you now?
I'm 30.
Oh, my God, dude.
Is it constant?
It's awesome. Like I say, it's every night. But it can go for, weeks on end, and then all of a sudden you'll get a break from it. But it's basically, scratchy, exhausted, but you want to fall asleep. But when you lay down, you physically feel like if you lay that, you're going to, blow up, you have a ball of energy. You cannot lay there. Your legs will start to move and everything. And I will pace the entire house and walk around or go outside and take a shot because... You cannot, your body doesn't want to lay down. It will not physically let you lay.
Let me ask you this. Once you go outside and take a walk, whether it's around the block or wherever you have to go, back inside and go to bed, or does it stay with you for hours?
It can stay and stay. My thing to do is, I'll lay on my back in my room or whatever. What I do, like crunches with bicycles.
Yeah.
And I'll just do bicycle kicks for an hour and just try to wear myself down because you literally feel like you've got to stay off before you do anything.
How did you
can't do you can't sleep.
You started getting them between 12 and 14. Did your mom take you to the doctor?
They actually did. I talked to my mom and they just contributed to tall and 6'1".
Right.
And they would say, oh, it's because you're growing, your legs are just growing. And that's what they kept calling them, was growing.
And
I'm like, so as I got older, I'm like, oh, I'm, you know, but it, and finally I went to the doctor and she's like, no, this is something that, you know, really doesn't get much attention. They were able to, they give you a pill to take and you take it nightly now.
And that's for restless leg. It's really just to put you to sleep.
It kind of contributes to both a little bit. I'm not sure what it does, but it does help. It's funny because as I was looking this up online and trying to figure it out, and I'm not trying to make light of the situation by all means, but actually in the forums and all online, the things that people say helps the most is actually masturbation.
You know what? Makes total sense. No, it does. It does. Shuts the body down after that.
Well, they say it actually lets off all the endorphins and everything that your body's holding on to and kind of gives you that tired feeling.
But not that you mentioned the forums, because I was reading that people who have restless leg syndrome, that orphan condition, where they'll And it is. It's everything from masturbation to sleeping pills to just, anything to try to beat it.
An hour.
Dude, your abs must be sick. Does this was a problem for you?
Well, see, and that's the other thing. I read online, different diets and everything. So I've changed my diets and tried to do different things where I've done diets with no salt at all. Anything I eat has no salt or very little salt. And it doesn't matter, to be honest with you.
Because one of the things was, you should switch to Himalayan salt or Himalayan salt is.
But no, I've heard that. I've heard sea salt, I've tried all of it to the point of tomato sauce and all that says no salt added, vegetables, no salt added, eating only chicken breast and fish.
Ugh.
And it doesn't help. It really doesn't.
Jesus.
It's pretty miserable. And when I will try to lay down, but my butt, starting from my legs, it'll start to shake, and I have to jump up because you almost feel like a claustrophobic that's being wrapped in it.
Oh, I hate that feeling.
Wow.
All right, dude. Yeah. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
Hey, no problem. Take it easy, guys.
Remember, there was a weird thing, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, where Taylor Lautner was said to suffer from it. And then he then just bounces his knees. Yeah, he was suffering from lesion, and it was, he was chalking up to the onset of restless leg syndrome. And then when he was pressed on it in subsequent, he's like, no.
Like he was embarrassed by it?
Like the face of it or something like that.
Or
he exaggerated the symptoms.
And then everybody went after him. Was like, dude, you don't know the pain.
But he said he has a lot of friends.
The Where am I going with Kaylee? Line 4 in the morning.
Hey, dog.
Hey, who's this?
Tony the Greek.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
How are you, sir? Do you have restless leg?
Yeah, man. It's basically like you go to sleep and you can sleep for like 12, run up 1,000 stairs in your sleep.
Oh, wait, but you're able to sleep with yours.
But it keeps me awake. Like, I can take melatonin, I can do whatever I can do to go. And there's hours where I'm sleeping for hours on end.
And your legs are just flying the place.
It feels like the last guy in a marathon. Like, you can get the sleep of your life and you can wake up and you're like, damn, why am I so tired? I feel like I ran up last night and people look at it like you're like, but it keeps you awake, you can't sleep, you try soaking in a hot...
By the way, it feels like you have to get out of bed because it's like that claustrophobic feeling.
Yeah.
Because part of me was just, it's that feeling where you can't forget it.
No, it's basically like somebody giving you a bear hug on your calves. Like, it's like somebody giving you a thin Charlie voice that just won't go away.
God, does that sound horrible?
Yeah, and get off, like, you still feel like your feet and your toes, they all feel numb, and then it goes up to your miserable.
Hey, let me ask you this, Tony.
I've been having it now for the last 15 years. I'm 30 now. So.
15. Everybody's getting it as a teen.
But also, I think, too, what it is, too, is a lot of people who, like, try to, like, I've talked to a couple friends of mine, and they say to me, like, walk, even if you go to walk, go off, and you slide, don't feel better.
Sucks. Hey, Tony, like, can I ask you something real quick? Somebody just sent us a note. They say that one of the contributors, like salt, they say, could be a contributor. Somebody says that they say smoking can contribute.
Well, I'm a smoker, and I do have a lot of salt intake, but I'm like you. I drink a lot of fluids, like that.
Right, I drink coffee.
But it's like...
I swear to God, if butter's a contributor... if butter's a...
Well, look, I'll tell you what, I'll get either way.
You know what? Good point, but I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't... Listen, I only sleep 4 hours.
I know what you're like.
I would...
It's totally going to get in your head.
Like, for example, I'll go to bed at 9:30, and I'll wake up at, like, 4 on my day for work, and I still feel like... I ran a mile or two in my. I'm trying to sleep. I'm lying in bed, watching TV or something, just to keep my mind off of not being able to. Even melatonin doesn't work. You're still all groggy from the melatonin.
That's the last thing I need.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I need.
You don't want it.
Nice to talk to you, sir.
Nice.
You got it, bro. We'll talk to you later. I feel bad.
No. I feel bad because you're going to get it.
I swear to God, if I get that tonight. I don't know what I'll do, but I'm a prime candidate, mm-hmm. mid-30s, salt, smoking. I mean, I should have it. I got a neighborhood.
He's always out walking his dog at like 1:30.
Oh, you know I'm taking through both of them. Hi, Elliot. Hey, who's this?
I got it. I have like I've tried to do all the stuff like those guys were saying you went out and kind of like everything those muscles, but I found the shortcut. If you just beat on your mother-in-law and just give them something to really cry about, then they're like, oh.
But wait, okay. How does that help? I feel like your legs are already beating on the muscles.
It's not. I mean, the one lady, they described like spasm, like, bad, you need drugs for that. But the main thing is like the one guy said he does bicycle kicks. Like I used to do, I don't have time for it. If you just beat the tires and just pound on them for like, Maybe 30 seconds. Oh, I feel so tired.
Hey, do you have you tried masturbation?
Oh yeah, definitely.
That, you know what?
Cure all.
I may already have it, but because of the masturbation, I preventative medicine. Yes, it's preventative.
That's true.
That's pretty smart. All right, dude, appreciate it. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, hey,
who's this?
This is Amy.
Have RLS, Les?
No, Alan had it. She got it when she was about 8 years ago.
Oi.
She actually found this remedy. One of her friends put a bar of Dove soap underneath your sheet when you're sleeping, and you put your heel right on top of it, and something about the pressure really helps to relieve it.
Wait, I'm sorry. You put your top...
You put a bar of Dove soap underneath your sleeve, and like the heel on it, it's something about the pressure on your heel helps to relieve it.
Hey, it works for her.
Why do you keep your foot on the bar of soap?
I don't know. I mean, she can't sleep without it, so it's just having to do with, like, who is clear still at that point. Yeah.
That, by the way, if that's the cure, that would be the greatest sign.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is buy soap.
It's been almost 8 years without it. Like, if we go to a hotel, if we go stay with family, she has to take it with her. It's like the weirdest thing. It's so weird. You always see her with a bar of soap. She just puts it under her bed. It's like a ritual. It's a ritual at this point.
Hey, when the where is she in the salting world?
I mean, we're pretty average. We don't really eat like fast food or, you know, stuff like that. But like, you know, unhealthy snacks most of the time.
Yeah,
so.
Of course.
But
everybody
she's not,
needs some
she's
popcorn
not a smoker,
or some chips.
Nothing like that. Yep.
All right. Very good. All right. Very good. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Facebook writes that she developed it, then it went away. I wonder if that woman was like, this will be good.
By the way, you start getting into that last trimester, and you're miserable anyway.
Yeah.
You can't because you feel like you got to run a mile.
Hot.
Ugh. That horrible. I'm surprised you didn't get it. As miserable as you were, that would have been the end.
Get this thing out of me.
Line.
Hi, good morning.
Elliot, what's going on? All right, so I'm 27, and... I'm pretty sure a couple of guys before we got on that it's very, very growing.
Right.
So, obviously, I'm 27 years old. I'm not growing in height, too.
How are you?
5'9", 5'10", somewhere in there.
Oh, you're tall. Say, as a kid, I never hear me all the comments. I never experienced growing pains.
Really?
So, the I have a lot of, I never had a lot of growth. But I never had a growth spurt where I felt.
You're pretty lucky though, man. That they're killer as a kid. But it's so similar, and basically they were kind of. I've never really gotten like the calf cramps. It is seriously like I'll be never get comfortable. There is like pressure on them. You're like I'll take them off of the coffee table, put them up, put it down, go walk around like nothing. You got to that point. It's gonna happen.
My guess is like for example, like I'll get I don't want to say bored, but I'll get a little restless of like I just can't get comfortable. But there's pain involved. There's no like I have to get up and do something. Then I think mine.
So yeah, this is definitely a pain that I'm pretty sure I'm going to have this chronically is because my old are really bad.
Oh.
And it's to the point in my mom, they love each other to death 30 years. They've never slept in the same room.
Because he's so bad with his restless, you know.
It keeps him up. Also share the thing where you get the sleep starts. It's just, I've got a long road ahead of me, brother.
What are the sleep starts?
The sleep starts, that's when you go to sleep. And you'll start jerking, and you'll start
Diane has that.
I thought
Diane has that bad.
I thought that's like.
Oh, I just thought it was your body hitting a muscle spasm. No, but you're not talking about like we're fine, like there, get like a little, and then I'm back up. Diane is essentially flailing.
Like, yeah, my old man, he'll do it all night, it just to the point where like his bed looks like a murder scene. It's just totally messed up.
No, but I see like, Diane go where she starts flopping like she's possessed.
I'm to the point where like my wife is now starting to get like angry at me. Like I can't sit around and stuff.
Okay, not my pointing.
Well, I sleep next to her every night, so it's a little difficult.
I understand.
But,
I understand.
I try to get it in where I can.
All right, hey dude, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely, dog.
You got it. All right, let's go back. Tyler, yes, please.
The disorder often runs in families. 40 to 90 individuals report affected first degree relative.
You know what? I was going to ask if it's genetic, and it sounds like it is.
Well, it says there's genetic factors.
Oh, that's the worst of both.
So it's a combination.
So you getting it from your family, then you're enhancing it with salt, butter.
Are we sure butter?
There. I may as well. Doesn't that just sound like torture? The whole, like, feeling like you have to get up. By the way, I can't do bicycle kicks for an hour. There's no way.
You'd just be like, oh, just give me the
eight. I would. I don't know what take. What's that crap that Michael Jackson was taking to go to bed?
Propofol.
That's what I would take.
Jesus, yes.
All right, Kaylee, let's do some follow-up 6-6 to Elliot. 866-235-5468. We got a lot of stuff that we got to get into. We got to get follow-up phone calls all weekend. It doesn't matter to me. 866 to Elliot. 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the Morning wants you to meet Listen Week. Win your tickets to the show and ask us to head backstage to meet Imagine Dragons. See the band. Meet the best band. The details at facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the Morning.
No current collision, stalled vehicles, or delays right now on the side street. Same for Chippenham 288 and the Downtown Expressway. Light travel volume in all instant 95 295 radio 1140 WRVA. I'm Kevin Casey.
Don't think about joining a join the family. Right now, you can join any American Family Fitness for just one plus no commitment. Membership includes a one-hour consultation with a certified. We'll show you everything we have and how to use it to reach your goals. Family Fitness to learn more. Take advantage of our best offer. Join for $1 with no commitment. Hurry up, see location, for details.
The Flying Squirrels are bringing you something exciting every night at the Diamond during the teen season. Each Thursday and Saturday night will feature a one-of-a-kind firework, while every Friday home game is a free shirt Friday and happy hour.
This whole week, come and celebrate with fireworks on Thursday, presented by your local Ford dealers.
Fireworks, free t-shirts, and fun all season long. Visit SquirrelsBaseball.com. Have a nice
17-year-old Billy wanted a 72 hulking piece of American muscle, but he was missing some tools. AutoZone Tool Program. That renewed engine roar, why, that starter little starter stash of his turned him into his manhood. We don't call him Billy no more. I'm Bill. That's Bill Zone. From loan a tool to free battery testing, let AutoZone help find yours.
And now, Burger Man and Fry Guy.
Hello, my children. Have we died?
Ain't gone yet.
Boost. You're at the new Carrytown Burgers and Fries in Short Pump.
You mean the Carrytown Burgers and Fries I've been loving in Carrytown and now in Lakeside? I can also now enjoy Blissful.
Yeah, voted number one burger in Richmond for over a decade and number one vegetarian restaurant in Fries. Now in Short Pump behind Ethan Allen. And don't forget their Lakeside and Carrytown. It's not just the burger anymore.
Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick Equipment, located off I-64 in Short Pump. Our service department is now open on Saturdays. You can find vehicles available on HendrickRichmond.com. And don't miss 15% off select Chevrolets right now.
If you want to give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift this year, you'll get everything he really wants, 10% off all Charbroil grills, $288 and more. Plus a Troy-Bilt pressure washer, now only $249. So hurry, get Dad the gift he deserves. Stop improving. Grill offer valid 6/10 through 6/22. Pressure washer offer valid 6/17 through 6/22 on item 516782. Wassabose.com for details and exclusions.
Mondays can seem like the zombie apocalypse until Monday. Every Monday at Moe's is filled with life as everybody catches up with friends, an awesome burrito or burrito bowl made with 20-plus fresh ingredients. See you there.
The merry-go-round as many times as known just how many times he had in mind. But not to eat that corn dog. I really should have known that Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. 5 years. They even have a heater in Richmond. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. But where it stops, nobody knows.
Geico, spreading over 75 years of great service.
Now that you know Geico has a local agent in your area, let me add more about how they could run locally owned and operated businesses policy to yours, or you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, RV, or boat. The Geico Insurance Agency could also help you save money on homeowners' home. Do you feel smarter? And yes, I can see you.
Got a great quote? Go to geico.com for the phone or at your local office.
The Monsters and Men recently performed on the Honda Radio Theater LA. Friends, or just want to relive all the excitement? Check out exclusive content from the show at UCOM's Honda Stage. A Month Beneath the Skin is available now.
The summer of the upgrade has started. You can save hundreds of Dushel buys right now. Like a Samsung Active Wash washer with built-in sink or electric dryer for only $699 and $400 on the pair. Upgrade for less. Let's $400 on the Samsung Active Wash washer and dryer pair. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details. Gas dryer extra.
Elliot in the Morning. WDC. Washington. WRX. Elliot in the Morning.
They used to tell me. I hope you learn to make it on your own. If you let yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want. Those, I hope that it's the realest, realest ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls that's pretty at everything. Dang, million dollar dreams. And just remember one thing, remember one thing. And one man could change the world. Could change the world. All that. $100 million and a bad chick. So much so nice it felt like that I had a mattress. Staring at the ceiling, try connected. That's what it is. I'm making those attacks. So awesome.
Telly in the Morning. Coming up a little bit later on this hour.
My stepbrother.
I am going to give you tickets to the Dragons. Keep in mind, you win. You also get to go backstage with your guest and meet Imagine Dragons. So
you will win those, and then later on this morning.
Two things. Number one, we'll talk to Molly Shannon. She's got a brand fifth row seat to WWE's Monday Night Raw. We'll do fourth row tomorrow, third row Wednesday, front row Friday. Right now, it calls 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-568. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
I went to see Mama Bear over the weekend.
Oh, where'd you go see them?
They actually did a free show in Baltimore on Saturday.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, record store in Fells Point.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. And how was the... I love them.
Well, I was calling because they did, like, a little signing afterwards. And when I was talking to him, I told them that I had originally heard them on your show. And lit up, and he just went on and on as you were. And you've been one of the nicest people to them since they've been out on
the
tour.
Thank you. Thank you. Man, you don't get that very often, but that's very... No,
another mom could say the same.
Pass that along.
It's awesome, and I'm telling you, I don't know how much you got to see him play at their record store.
They are like five or six songs.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. They are so good. Oh, I'm so glad that you went to see him. Yep. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate. Thank you, brother.
Yep.
You got to do well. That. Oh, you know what? You know what I can. The what's the school that they were shutting down? Sweetbriar. The college. Now they're keeping it open. Well, that's horrible.
What? Because all the people who were going to go there and then made other plans?
How about the people that go to school there and then left?
Yeah.
How about the professors that teach there and then left? In.
Howard.
What do you, oh, I don't, you know what? Western money. Or, I'm money. That kind of came in, and I guess they went back in and looked at the books and realized there's enough to keep them going for another. Now, by the way, they haven't said what happens at the end of that year. Well, I can't. I guess unless you were going to be a senior and you were like, you know what, I'll freak out. So that way, you know, I don't know whether grades and credits and everything transfer. But if you were coming out of high school and you had applied to Sweetbriar, you still can go.
Oh, after this year? Oh. Meaning now.
No. Why would you go now?
No, because it seems shaky.
It's almost worse that I guess there is a benefit have to transfer and eat all their credits for a year. But anybody else, you don't know if that's staying open. And they did say it like so many, I guess so many professors bailed out on the school.
Gotta work.
I need a job. I need J-O-B. So a lot of professors have already taken off. John?
Yeah.
There are some parents. Or kids, even, who were bitching about everything set up there. And when you said you were closing, then we had to go elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And it cost us a lot of money. Different school, the whatever it is completely different. And now you're telling me you're still open? Shake the tree after them.
For what?
For how about the extra money that you cost me by saying you were going to go out of business?
I mean, I guess good.
Wouldn't you be furious? And I mean, listen, it's probably cool that the school is still open, but I would be furious.
It definitely messes with
for everybody. Well, not, I mean, I have no dog in the fight, but if you go there, yeah. If you're a teacher there, staff there, they've all left.
Most of
Well, yeah.
The people who
it's
were wearing
going out of business. It was out of business.
Hashtag save Sweetbriar.
No, I know that. No.
You don't know what can know what can hear though.
Nothing. And I don't have to like eat it or just say, you know what? It's only going to be open for 4 more years. You can't year to year me.
I mean,
that's like,
it would be better if they could say a finite end to it.
Yeah. You know what? I rented an apartment once where I was going month to month, not on my, desire, on my landlord's desire, or knew if he was going to come in and go, all right, you got to move. It sucks. Like, that's all horrible. And somebody's college education in my.
Thank you.
But it's the same thing.
And that wasn't even.
No, you know what I mean? You don't. Just close it. No, you're better off just shutting them in or going.
I mean, it's going to have a negative impact on it, but think too.
So it has. Now it's going to have a second negative.
But,
that's a double negative.
But, like I said, we don't know.
And that's the problem.
But it could be positive too.
I put the positive on a negative.
Odds are.
Because it's the store that keeps having going out of business sales. And then they're like, no, we're still open. Right, exactly. And then I'll go to another rug joint. Yeah, I feel bad for the students. But at this point, you're not calling me to go out with you.
In a bad relationship or is it your old apartment?
In a bad relationship.
Though that this judge is going to approve it today?
Yes.
Okay. So it's all pending on. Is it Updike's approval?
But my understanding is that it's going to stay open. Unless, you know what? Unless he does the right thing. It won't be a popular decision.
Elliot this morning.
You know, on the way in today.
Elliot wants it shut down.
No, I don't.
Just close it.
No, shut down.
That's what you said.
But it may be the best thing for it.
You can't say that.
No, I know. I'm telling you. If they're going to just finish down here, it is the best thing for it. You've already broken up with me.
Yeah, let's try it for one more year.
Okay. So, you know what? We'll have fun. And then towards the end of the year, it'll be like, hey, our anniversary's coming up.
Yeah. Positive attitude towards it.
Oh, I get 9 months of this relationship, and you're going to break my heart. Yeah. Again. You already broke my heart once. In 5 days, I'd wait to see if my landlord will go, are you paying for next month? Or, wow. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
2 years I live like that. Hi, yes, sir.
Hey, yeah, so I go to Hampton, Sydney, which is an all-guys school. It's an all-girls kind of sister school.
Sure.
And so I'm friends with some of those girls, and I've, you know, after it's opening now, about what her thoughts are, and I think you're kind of spot on, because now it's like, well, they don't really want to go back, because they've already made plans to go to other schools, and now, you know, Sweetbriar's financially unstable, they can't guarantee if they're going to be able to,
so they can't even, they'll be there through the course of the week?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sorry, the course of the year.
No, well, like, you know, if all this stuff passes, then I'm pretty sure that the first year is guaranteed. But, I mean, it's only going to be funding for 1 year, and then I'm pretty sure they're just going to hope to, you know, get more enough, I don't know, momentum to keep going. But
and it's,
I mean,
at some point, nickel and diamond me. Every year, you got a handout. Every year.
Did most come from alumni?
Uh-huh.
See, and that's they don't. Like, they obviously have a lot of pride for the school. Their current plans aren't affected. It doesn't mess with their life.
Wait, who's that? Oh, the alumni?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, you could see where there would be.
Thanks, dude.
And two ideologies. Because you have, who else, for the sake of the school's legacy open. But then you have people who are really the future.
By the way, if I were an alumni, like, I've never given a dime to other than the free publicity.
Weeks. So you shouldn't feel that.
But, like, for example, who loved. Still do.
Yeah.
But if they were going out of business, would you be forking over cash to try to keep them going?
No.
You'd just be like, you know what? I had fun when I was there. Don't let the door hit you.
Because I'd want to put myself in the shoe.
Yeah. Which is going somewhere else and then let their alumni pay. Like, you wouldn't. Different school.
No, God. No. Wear other t-shirts.
No, but that's what I mean. If Georgetown was going out of business and you were like, well, it's because those kids have to go elsewhere, it's not like you would be like, hey, I gave $80 a year. I'm now going to give that to Maryland or something. You would just save your money.
No, but now I'm thinking about it, and I would give all of my money. Just to match, I imagined the world without that school, and I started to. Well.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Good morning, Dr. Elliot.
Hey, how are you? Dude, no! No!
Yep.
No!
Yep.
You were there for the no-hitter?
Yes, I was.
God. And
so I was there, and I'm sure you know all about this. I was almost there for perfect. Let me tell you, what they say about the superstition is exact. With two outs to go, I don't know what I kiss a troublesome person in front of me. You know, there hasn't been a perfect game in over 3 years.
Oh, Jesus! Yes, shut up!
I wish.
Yeah, oh, it bothers me so much. My kids were at the, but they came home. They were like, Dad, we saw a no-hitter. I've never seen a no-hitter in my life. It's no-hitter, let alone that close to a perfect game. It drove me nuts.
Like, I mean, he did a no-hitter later in the first inning, and then, you know, we still got it. I would have just been ecstatic. Like, I don't remember what happened between Tabata leaning in.
Thank you.
And when Harrison flew out. Like during the time, I was like, wait, what?
Hey, were you at the game yesterday?
Actually, it was not yesterday. That was the third game.
It was very hot at the Tabata. They booed like crazy. And I was hoping Gio would hit him. Gio had a good outing yesterday. But what went on, like Tabata got, leaned in and got hit. Did the place just go? His celebration started once he got once Taylor caught the ball. But did the place just go nuts, Tabata?
To really know that he had leaned into the pitch that much, my first thought was that he swung and it was. But I saw when the umpire put his hands up, I was like, "Oh crap, that's not just an out celebration." He didn't know, and I looked at my phone, and I think I had said Devin text me. He leaned into it. FT.
Dude, but you know what? Congratulations, man. You were there for a perfect game. That's awesome.
I was, and we've got Max for 7 more years, and I mean, he'll be...
It's worth every penny.
Years at least.
Worth every penny. Worth every penny. The guy's unbelievable. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro. Dude, talk to you later. Last two things. Was it on Friday, Diane? You was like one of the best-selling beers or something right now?
Yeah, they were like fifth, but they were worried about
you. Go. I was reading that over the weekend. Massive. The Corona had two over the weekend. Did you watch much of the U.S. Open?
More than I thought I would.
Yeah, it's boring. I watched a little yesterday. I didn't see the end. Not Jordan Spieth. Who's the Wayne Gretzky's son?
Dustin.
Screwed the pooch. That's too much pressure with Gretzky being there. Like I saw a clip.
You're saying he shouldn't have gone.
You can't perform in front of the way that you know. It'd be very scared. I was very scared to the man. So I can't imagine. I can't imagine having dirt in front of him.
Where'd you drop that? they were saying it may have been the tournament for Dustin because a lot of the gallery set back a little bit.
Right.
And you were almost out there, and it felt like on some holes for some of the golfers that you were by yourself. And he obviously, with still never been confirmed, but he obviously had issues.
Right.
Might be it because he could get away from that pressure.
No, because then the goes up. You can't perform in front of him. Terrifying.
I think you hold him in higher regard.
Who, Gretzky?
Yeah.
I hold him in regard where he should be held.
Okay,
thank you. He should be held in high regard. It's Gretzky.
But when he missed the eagle putt, I didn't need 18 more holes. Three putt.
That's the other thing you were telling me. The playoff, they do like a whole other game
for the U.S. Open. Yeah.
Is that the only tournament like that?
Is it?
I know.
I guess. So that would.
And then who was the dude who fell down in
today, right?
Is he
the heat?
Vertigo.
Oh, wow.
Oh, he's got vertigo?
Is that right, Kelly? Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
Did it just come or has he been dealing
with
it?
You know what? That makes sense because the bank of that thing is like talent. No.
I heard one of the announcers make the same comparison.
Well, no, Fox.
The bank was really bad. I bet that's why he got the, vertigo. So he just ate it. It's bad. So he can't golf anymore.
Well, he has struggled with it before.
Did he finish? I know this week. I know who didn't finish
he
the weekend.
Did.
Tiger.
Doctor says it. Vertigo broke.
Oh, vertigo's horrible. Vertigo. Well, I had that one little bout because I had small debris in the inner tubes of my ear.
Remember, there was the video we posted it.
But always do the red, the orange line for the ball.
Fox doesn't ever do golf.
Oh, so is that the first time the orange line?
That's
horrible.
I didn't mind. But I'm not a traditionalist who... Like, I obviously, people mocked it when Fox did it for hockey.
Oh, that was bad. The shot tracker? Didn't like that at all.
But Well, I didn't think it was that bad, especially worse. With some of the, it was kind of hard to sustain, or at least I felt that way.
Yeah, because everything is dead and brown.
But it was, I mean, did you like Fox's coverage, Kaylee?
No. We've got some learning to do.
I mean, it's strange to hear, like, Eminem as bumper golf tournament.
Oh, instead of, like, the symphony or whatever they use? You know what that? And this, three of us will know it, and nobody else will
know. You said Dega.
The banking. But looking at the thing, it looks Rosecroft Raceway.
What? I don't see that at all.
That's what it looks like, Croft. But that's what it looks like when we went harness racing. That's what that place looked like. Every time they would show it, I was about advertising.
Of all the complaints about that course that I heard, not once did I hear someone compare it to Rosecroft.
That's what it looked like. Let's do this. You know what? I can't do four. Can she call me tomorrow? All right, let me do this. I got to take a break. When we come back, Diane's got some news. Going to give you tickets to go see Imagine Dragons. Win those tickets, you go backstage. Imagine Dragons, we'll do that next.
Elliot in the morning. It's on Twitter. We'll follow you back at XL102 Richmond.
From the knee traffic center. Clear, calm, quiet on the traffic front. Vehicles or delays on the sides. Your traffic light problem, Iron Bridge at Crossroad, has been corrected. No worries, shipping M288 in the downway, and no collision stalled vehicles with the interstates. From News Radio 1140 WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
This report is Road Happy Mondays. That's the road around the corner, and Howard Johnson is your official road trip partner. Get a $15 gas card when you book the Happy Monday special on Hojo.com. Hojo.
Think about joining a gym. Join Link right now. You can join Enjoy Fitness for just $1, plus no commitment. Membership includes a one-hour consultation with a certified personal trainer. Everything we have, and how to use it. Stop by any American Family for more. Then take advantage of our $1 with no commitment. Hurry, offer ends soon. See location for details.
If you're a commercial contractor, run or an entire building, Temp Power has quiet trailer mount radiators up to 500,000 watts. Temp Power also carries light towers and temporary air conditioning, so you can work around the clock on-site diesel fuel delivery power for everything you need on the work site. Temp-power.net or call 3414-3014.
Hey, it's TMO, and I know a lot of you think of H.H. Gregg, and you think, this. But if you're trying to get that patio summer ready, H.H. Gregg, also your spot. Grills, Gregg's got it. Hundreds of refrigerators, ovens, and ranges, Gregg. Day delivery, Gregg's got it. And right now, you get a 24-month special finance, 5% when you use your H.H. Gregg credit card. Visit H.H. Gregg and HHGregg.com. Fast delivery. Subject to credit approval, delivery and in-stock appliances only. See store for details.
For you, it's an AC on max kind of day. For your car battery, it's a struggle in the scorching stop by AutoZone today for a fix up to the task. At the very least, it'll give your battery a break while we take care of the for a few minutes.
Need cash fast? Call First Virginia at 865-5555. First Virginia has a line of credit up to $1,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card and cost where it is accepted. Use your line, even for buying online. There are no annual fees, no minimum monthly finance charges, no credit, no payments or access available credits. Call 855-216-6555. The new need has never been easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial services center. We're open convenient hours 7 days a week. Our help is committed to getting you the cash you need quickly and easily. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-216-6555 VirginiaLoans.com to find a store near you. That's 855-216-6555. First Virginia, your neighborhood financial services center. Prepaid debit card issued pursuant to license and Visa U.S. and U.S. terms and conditions of card issue.
There's just something special about a diamond from Diamonds Direct.
I've heard several people say that gathering and there's a group of ladies' diamond rings that you can usually tell from Diamonds Direct.
That's Ken Hallman at Diamonds Direct.
And part of the reason for that is the quality of the cut. We control the cutting process, so the diamond can be the top two cut grades that are available to consumers.
The truth is, the way a diamond is cut can affect its true value by as much as 10%. So it's no surprise that when Diamonds Direct's owners look at 100 diamonds, they usually only pick about 5 of them to sell in the showroom.
It's a great diamond we sell. The cut can be either excellent or very good, and that guarantees a beautiful diamond.
Diamonds settle for anything but the most dazzling, most brilliant diamonds money can buy.
You're guaranteed.
Don't compromise on one of life's most important purchases. Choose Diamonds Direct and buy with this direct pump West Broad Village, or village across from Whole
Foods. So days at Hooters. Buy any 10 and boneless wings free. So it's really BTGT, but that doesn't have the same ring as BOGO. You get 10 free boneless wings when you buy any 10 wings, Monday through Thursday until July 16th at Hooters.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
XL 102 with artists.
It's Van from Catfish to the Bottleman. We met in 2014.
Yes.
So we were kind of retelling that story.
Maybe accosted him. It's a little bit. We were just
on the hot tub. That's where it started.
Get more at bigfieldday.com. Richmond's number Mo Elliott in the morning on XL 102.
I'm 14 carats, doing it up like my dress. Now you say I got a tight voice. Go ahead, make you never leave. So don't. Gonna wear that dress, just do my hair, please, and sink up.
That. Tickets to Imagine Dragons, passes to go to Imagine Dragons, and then about an hour and 10 minutes or so, give or take, and we'll be on with us. Everybody knows her from Saturday Night Live. She's got a movie, Me and Earl in the Dark, which looks really, really, so anyway, she'll be on with us. And then later this morning, before we get out of here, fifth row seats for WWE Monday night, tomorrow fourth row, Wednesday third row, Friday it's front row Friday. Diane, do some news, please.
So there's two men who have been on the lam from that New York State prison. Another thing, there were actually two over the weekend.
Right.
One you heard about on Saturday, where they were searching an area near some railroad tracks.
Yes, they believe that they may be jumping trains.
Well, there was a reported sighting of two men who may have resembled the two escapees along a rail, and then there was also a lone person who was spotted near a hunting cabin in upstate New York. And converging on the owner of the cabin, said they saw one person. They said this hunting cabin is very not anywhere near a roadway, so obviously that had police very, very interested. And that area is about 25 miles west of the prison where David Woodenridge escaped on June the 6th.
And then I don't understand. Now everybody's coming out and cops that are, and the leadership of the cops that are doing it.
For what reason?
Well, you're wasting time. You're doing this. Why aren't you doing that?
Following up on leads?
Yeah. So you know what? You go out and find them.
You would think.
If it's so goddamn easy, go out and do it.
New York State's got a 50. Marshall's office has a $25,000 reward. It's not like they're, not giving people incentive.
By the way, they themselves.
Yeah.
And they don't get a reward.
Right.
But they would probably like to get back a job and not out having to hunt for two. I mean, yes, this is part of their job. But their regular day-to-day to be looking for two killers, bring up at any moment and just go after them. But if it's so goddamn easy and these guys are wasting all their time, then you go find them.
I don't know. I mean, it seems as though they are hopeful after this news. Person who was spotted running away from cabin.
It would be great. I don't know if what was it? Just say we were talking about the number of criminals that there are.
Yeah.
Or prisoner escapees. And they go for decades. So it may not happen right away. But man, there was a couple people. How stupid the state police are and the marshals. Go find them. Go get your $100,000. It's very simple. Apparently, you go find them.
A suspect taken into custody. Yes, New Orleans police officer for our search. The 45-year-old officer and killed Saturday a handcuffed prisoner to jail on an aggravated battery charge. It is unused by the suspect because it was not the officer's gun. But he did have access to at least two weapons.
Was that missed when he was frisked? When they took him in, they frisked him. They didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And he was handcuffed behind his back. I guess they say he's double jointed and was able to get his arms in front of him. And the officer's gun. So he's, gets his hands in front of him, uses a gun, shoots the officer, and he gets out and takes off.
Yeah.
Now they did him later in the day.
They with the broken handcuffs on.
Got onto a city bus. Right.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Search teams in New Mexico have recovered the body of former White House chef who was seen when he went hiking near Taos last weekend. 61-year-old Walter Schott went hiking and was never spotted again. He was reported missing the next day. Rescue still getting information, trying to figure out a cause of death. He had served as White House under Presidents Bill Clinton and Bush from 1994 until 5.
That's sad.
Yeah. A strange case out of Denver where a young man in the county's first confirmed since 1999. Authorities still investigating the young. They said that Taylor Gaius died on June 8th, most likely from some dead rodent or on his family's property. The health department leading the investigation along with help from the Centers for Control and the coroner's office.
So wait a minute. So like something dead?
It was. Yeah.
I walked by a dead dead chipmunk over the weekend.
It's terrifying.
There were bugs all over.
When they see something like that.
Holy crap.
Cause of death. I mean, a very healthy man, and that's the cause of death.
Wow.
A memorial to honor the 9 people who were killed in a 2009 crash line opens today. Legacy is near the site of the Red Line crash in East D.C. Former child star Jake Lloyd arrested in South Carolina after a high-speed chase. Jake, best known for Skywalker in The Phantom Menace, was apparently driving recklessly, kept crossing the double yellow line to pass other people.
Ooh, maybe he thought he was in a pod.
When department went after him, they chased 5 miles at speeds 100 miles. Control crashed into a fence in a wooded area, taken into custody on charges driving, resisting arrest, and driving without a license. Back in 2012, that hit made his childhood hell. Okay.
That made his childhood. He was in Star Wars.
Well, maybe it was just one of those things, and then just couldn't quite get anything
use
beyond
the
that.
Of course, you must. And he's miserable. God, go to hell.
Beyonce reportedly in talks for a role in Marvel's The Ascent. The rumor is she's a hero who has never been on screen before.
That's pretty good. So she's getting that and the $10.
In War parts 1 and 2, 16 and 2019. Devin Still, the Bengals defensive tackle, saying that his daughter Leah is set to leave the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia sometime today. Diagnosed, obviously, neuroblastoma. Cancer develops from immature nerves. It affects kids under the age of 5. She's been battling that since June of 2014. Jordan Spieth saying, I'm in after winning that big tournament over the weekend. He also walks away with $1. That ain't bad.
How much did he win from what was the other big
Masters,
one he won?
Masters?
He won the jacket one.
U.S. Open's more?
So he's won. He's done all right. He's had a good year. How old is he? 20? And he's with that girl, right?
Pictures of her following the Masters.
This says Masters. It's 1.8.
This is 1.8. And then what?
It was also 1.8.
Yeah.
Man, dude is having a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says on Sunday.
Wow, good for him.
Alex Rodriguez, 29th player to reach the 3,000.
Let that settle in for a second. Diane, let that settle in for a second. 3,000 hits. And by the way, how beautiful was that? And listen, I get there's a diamond. Let's back up 24 before that. First pitch, first Verlander yard for his 3,000th hit, becomes the second person in Major League Baseball history with 3,000 base hits. Home runs. Comeback player, fantastic. And F the dude.
That's basically his job. They said he has caught more than 8,000 balls in 51 major league stadiums since Cincinnati. Okay?
Hate him.
Now, obviously, people like you hate him because people think that A-Rod should have that ball.
Any athlete, Stone, should get there.
He was a...
I did.
And by the way, I get it. And listen, it's not like you're not getting anything for it. You get taken care of. I love sport. But if somebody hit a milestone, I would give them the ball. Now, I would want something. I'd want some swag.
He said the package that included all kinds of conference and a chance to ball tournament.
That's all I want. I want a picture of me shaking hands with A-Rod. I want a game-worn jersey bat.
But he said,
if you ask for that, that's not much. To shake hands with A-Rod when I give him the ball back. I want my phone. I want a photographer. The Yankees
there
have a photographer.
There will be photographers there.
I want a game-worn jersey.
Okay.
No, that's not asking for jersey. No, they get worn jersey, and I want an autographed bat. Not 1,000. But I want an autographed bat.
Well, Zach says he's not sure what he's going to do
Wait. Can I amend what I want? No. I want to amend. I want a game. I want a home and away with the Sprite. No, I do. I would take that from any team.
You're worse than this guy.
No, I'm not. I'm better than this guy.
He's not sure yet. Here's what Zach.
If I give it back to A-Rod for turning over a valuable ball to a guy who's made hundreds of millions of dollars and sell it, I'm a jerk, I'm being sick.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there is a right thing. There's no predetermined morality code here.
I hope one day he does something that's memorable. I hope he catches like a really memorable ball. Because everybody
get an asterisk next to it. Whatever, suckma.
I hope he like loses his wedding ring and I pick it up. Sorry, dude.
So what? The ball's worth the middle.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. That's having a year.
You know, it's not worth that wedding ring.
I don't care.
Take it. I'll just replace it.
I don't know. No, because he's a loser. And I don't know what value.
Not even married. Suck it.
I don't know what he'll have in his life. But I hope he needs. And I'll be no. Or give me the ball.
Nate on Twitter.
Yeah, A-Rod, whatever. Eat it.
Older again.
What did he say?
Every time Elliot claps for A-Rod, I want to drive off the road.
The guy deserves his ball back. You know the other thing that was cool about the about him setting a stone. Whatever. There is a get a life. The CC Sabathia bought a bottle of champagne. He was going to get 3,000 hits, so he bought a bottle of champagne for them to have in house afterwards. $7,000 bottle of champagne.
Whoa!
How about that? They said A-Rod like gave a speech to.
You're not doing yourself any favors.
Nationals completing the sweep with the Pirates, so they get a day off today. Orioles blasting the Blue Jays 13-9 before they open a series tomorrow night. College ball getting underway tonight with Vanderbilt going up against UVA. Best of three.
Rematch from last year.
Big night for U.S. women's soccer as they take on Columbia.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Look at news and sports.
XL102.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
What do you have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying, thankful.
You know, let's hug. Oh, hug.
Wow, and we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Beacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. Never text and drive. It can wait.
Come into AT&T now and get a free Samsung Galaxy Tab. Buy a new Samsung Galaxy S Found.
Limited time offer requires well-qualified AT&T Next tablet with 2-year agreement and activate wireless service on both early termination and other fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Rollover data on mobile share value plan. Value plans expires after 1 month. Enter monthly plan data. Visit is based only on average 4G LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Now, back to Elite XL102.
This is my way. Show me a sign. Sweep me away. The bird, heartbreaker, gatekeeper.
In the morning, I have tickets for you to go see Imagine Dragons. You win those tickets, then you meet Imagine Dragons. Call me right now. We'll take care of you and your guest. 866-6-2-ELIOT 635-5468.
When news breaks, he's there at the heart of the smart story. When he's there to listen. When it really matters, you can depend on him.
Elliot in the morning.
Need cash back? Call First Virginia at 855-215. First Virginia can provide you with credit to $1,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card and be used anywhere Visa is accepted. Use your line of credit for whatever, even for online. There are minimum monthly finance charges, no charge, no credit check. It's available credit simply by call 216-6555. Getting the money you need has never been easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood financial services center with hours seven days a week. Our help is committed to getting you the cash you need. Come in and get started right now. 85216-6555. Or visit firstvirginialoans.com to find a store near you. 5216-6555. First Virginia, your neighborhood financial services center. Prepaid debit card issued pursuant to license from Visa USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions of card issued.
You're not a loser ever. Traditional tobacco products. I'm starting Fletcher, and I'm kidding. Kind of. No, I made the switch to Voltage Vaping, and I haven't looked back. I was so skeptical about it. Not with Jay Taylor and the Austin Pitch Vaping, and they took the time to ease me into it, find me the right flavor, the right device, right off 2-H Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping Center, just to show you how much they want to help you get off traditional tobacco. Their sale this week is this. Purchase a dual EVOD starter kit or any EMAL kit in 10 milliliter bottle of e-liquids. For those of you with a little more experience, if you're into dripping and advanced devices, they've got some PV4s and the Snow 100 Wabature Control Box mods are in stock. Purchase a Phenom mod and a Rogue or Mad Hatter RD8. You'll receive 10% off your entire purchase only while supplies last. They sell them. They've got them all in stock from the best companies on the market. Go by and see them. VoltageVaping.com. No time to fuss for lunch? Enter the new lunchbox deals. Fries and a drink, $6. Salad, garlic bread and a drink, $6. Small one-topping pizza and drink, $6. One of their six area locations. Line only at Chinello'sPizza.com.
It's simple. 15,000 points right at over 7,500 Wyndham Rewards hotels. No tricks. Just Wyndham Rewards. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this.
Ladies, you have a Ram 1500. Those thing spots are the ones far off the beaten path. And when you've got a Ram 1500 with best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover those faraway goldmine fishing holes before anyone else. Bad news for fish, great news for you. Uncompromising leadership and people driving Ram trucks than ever before. Join us now, during the Ram Drop Event. Now get 0% for 60 months, plus $2,750 total bonus cash on the 2015 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with a gas-powered engine. Based on PI estimate, PI committed 29 MPG diesel V6 4x2 HFD model. Based on escalating total retail sales of calendar years 2000, 0% APR finance equals $1,667 per month, 7 months per 1,000 finance, 5 down payment when financed. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by June 30th.
Come together at IHOP for new summer stacks. Three summer-inspired pancakes like rich and decadent blackberry peach cobbler, sweet and summery fresh blueberry lemonade. Try stacks today. Oh, so affordable and only here for summer. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
A stalled vehicle currently slowing you right now if you're on Hull Street at Dogwood Park Drive. Also watch for collision Hull Street and Hull. Collision reported 5th at Marshall. No concerns with any collisions or slids or stalled vehicles on the News Radio 1140 WR.
Elliot in the morning, XL 102.
State, I'm a cold night's intake. I'm a one night, one too long. I'm a come on too strong. All my life I've been living in the fast lane. Can't slow down, I'm a rolling freight train. One more all over, a lone red rover.
To Elliot, 868-5468. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
American Dragon tickets?
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God, yes!
So you get yourself tickets to go see Imagine Dragons. You know who you're going to bring with you, but you and your guests will go backstage and you will meet Imagine Dragons.
Oh, my golly, yes. This just makes it even better. I was trying to win tickets for my cousin's birthday.
Oh, that's awesome. Tyler, I feel like that counts for your... I feel like that's solid. What is your name, by the way?
Oh, my name's Joanna. J-O-A-N-N-A.
Well, that's fine. F-I-N-E. Look how I did that, Diane. So you hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee is going to get some info from you, but Joanna, you get your tickets to go see Imagine Dragons, and you will go backstage.
Awesome! Yes!
Hold tight 1 second for me, all right, Joanna?
Sure.
You got it. Hold on 1 second. All this was... if you need any of them this week, we're also giving away tickets for WWE. Fifth row seats today, fourth row tomorrow, until we end up at Friday, which is front row Friday. /EITM online. In addition, if you need anything about what's going on, facebook.com/EITM online. Real quick, I wanted to get into the maybe the best story from the weekend. The woman who, and I'll be the first to say, I had to look at the picture 8-9 times.
What?
The woman who complained about the, she got a cake for like some, what was it, a christening like that? Her daughter's christening. like 3.5 or something like that. I'm not real. But I guess so. She went to a bakery and she got a cake for her daughter, Talia, whatever, for her christening. And she wanted it to say, Talia, on your christening day, Talia Rose. And then it's cute. There's like some blocks, on top are these like two cute little, bears are sitting on top of itty bitty ones, mm-hmm. on top of cake, right? So she's upset at the bakery place because on the bears, it says that you could see female genitalia on the bears. I honestly,
you were in shock and couldn't believe.
Looking at the bears going, I don't see what am I missing?
Elliot.
I'm being serious. Missing. And then I was looking like bear boobs or something like that. So if you look very, very closely, bottom of the bear, you could wear bakery has had to do like on the bear. The seam. Yeah. There's a seam on the bear where I guess if you need to go there, I guess you could say, oh, it looks like it's a vagina. I don't.
Allowing. Your mind just goes there.
If we were, you mean to tell me if we were at Talia Rose's christening? Cause the mom says, I guess we're, everybody was commenting on the bears. I gotta be honest. I don't know if I would have even. Well, no, I can answer that. You would have never noticed it.
No, you wouldn't. Yes.
No, you wouldn't.
It looks ridiculous. It doesn't seem. The seam right there. I mean, I don't.
Where did you want me to sew the bear?
It'd be lined there.
You have to sew the bear.
It's
no. Oh, that may be.
Oh, they took like a little knife to make the seam there.
Is that what they taught you in confectionery school?
I'm assuming.
No,
I mean, just
no. You have
cover
to
it up.
This cake for 30 years. No person has ever said, that looks, I get it. I don't, she said that everybody at the christening was commenting on the bears. I don't know that you would.
It'd be like the wisp person's back.
I don't.
Peas and carrots. Carrots. Oh my God.
You would notice.
The bake have vaginas.
You would notice
peas
that.
Peas and carrots.
You'd notice.
Yeah, I can't believe. And so it isn't, it's not in your face in the photo because it shows the whole cake. I can't believe, still see it. I can't believe that you took a few glances to see it.
Oh, more than, it took me a while.
Meant to be a happy occasion.
Hey, somebody don't know what he's looking for.
Says she was horrified by the cake that had been ordered the 8.5-year-old. She's demanding her money back after her daughter's christening cake was decorated with teddy bears that had female genitals. Stretch.
The photo's explicit.
Can that not say for work?
The cake had two bears on top of it, both which had a crease which looked like genitals. She's asking for her money back, around $100. It's like, grew.
So you don't even think it, you just...
You know what? If you...
Or are you saying it's not a big deal?
Well, it's definitely number one.
Yes, that line.
Yes,
but you won't even admit that it kind of looks... Not even kind of, that it looks like that.
If you spend a really good amount of time, listen, you spend a really good amount of time, you can make a cloud look like a vagina.
You have.
Like if you spend enough time letting your mind push and push, and it's a very strong being, you can make anything look like anything.
Okay.
The answer is no, I don't see it.
You don't even have to enlarge the
enlarge. But you really kind of
do.
By the way, my mind doesn't go there.
Okay.
It's just a bear with movable legs. Sit there. We'll say this. At one glance,
a long belly button.
Kaylee, do you see?
Only when he sits.
Do you see a vagina? Do you really? It's just me.
It is.
It's me. The baker and
well, the 30, baker, you're right.
30 years of cake sales. And by the way, it's probably necessary for the cake.
Does the boys...
Yes.
It does? You know that for a fact?
They didn't ask for girl bears or boy bears.
They did.
They didn't say we want females. They just said we want bears. The bears with the bow. Say, give the bear a cugini. And I doubt if you order the boys' bears, the egg. Now, I'm not a pastry chef, but I would bet that for a reason they have a slit in the eye. I don't know if it's for balance. You don't know either, so don't shake for something.
How is that going to be for balance?
You don't know, Diane. That's all I'm saying. You don't know.
It's just...
I know.
They wanted to bend it.
And they did.
Which is not where a seam should be.
Where should this...
I don't know. Greg meets the torso. Yeah.
Two right there.
Because you're not in confections.
Do it on the back, a little butt.
No. Well, then I can't, because then it's showing.
I wasn't going that far.
Then the bears got hold. I failed to see.
But that would be cute.
I also would it?
Scene.
Yeah. This is look for it.
I couldn't even eat the cake.
First of all, that's not true.
You could?
Wait, if you were the owner or a guest? If you were a guest, you could. If you're a guest, you're not seeing it.
You are?
Walk into the cake and then put like a light on it.
That's hilarious.
Molehill. Mountain.
What?
Mountain out of the molehill. I had to look so many times.
You're blind.
No, but can I go? No, it's not. It's not. I see the blocks on the cake. Like, it's a nice, the bakers did a nice job. Can I?
Donna, only like a giner.
Tell you this.
So far, no one agrees with you.
Yeah, I know who does.
The baker.
And 30 years of cake buying at that store. They've sold that cake for 30 years. And of course, you see it now because the headline of the genitals. But if it were a headline and I just put the picture down, you wouldn't even think twice about it. That's the point. And number two. I
forgot my point.
Oh. Maybe if we're going to say that it is, to quote Donna, a giner. they were going for a natural looking, not some like made up.
Sounds like backpedaling.
No, it's not. I'm just saying, if you want a genital on the bear, and that it's not done to in order to make the bear, that if you want to go, they put genital for the grocery store. Oh, I'm sorry. Do female bears not have giners?
We try to make it look like a teddy.
Well, no, it's a bear.
It's a teddy bear.
Okay, I guarantee you, if I have a teddy bear, and it doesn't have that. What?
You have a teddy bear?
No, it's my brother's. I have his. From when he died.
Jesus.
But I don't think that has a. I don't think that has an air. I bet a lot
if
of teddy
bears. If it did, it'll play up the tummy.
No, because you only have to, when you stuff it, you only seal the bottom. Build-A-Bear is
from
nothing.
The back.
I bet Build-A-Bear is nothing but Cugini.
There you go, Kate. Well, I worked at a pastry shop for 6 years and saw me. That, I don't like her choice of words, so I'm going to say just that thing is most definitely not necessary.
What word did she use? I have to know what word she...
Well, the problem is she said chose giant. A word. No, Donna said giant.
Donna went with giner.
She, word that is often sometimes used for the vagina.
She
also used when talking about
a scaredy cat,
a seam as well.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's fine.
I don't want to say that because it sounds
awful. Sure not though. It's not. But yeah. I understand. But I understand.
A miracle of life.
No, Diane, hatchet.
Maybe honest. Is it? Maybe it's because we have daughters
that you. I've seen a naked woman.
Well, a lot of people have moved on and said, I don't think Elliot knows what a vagina looks like. But is there something to that?
No, you think that's so your belly button.
You think you're being sensitive to it because of that?
No, I don't know. I was trying to figure out why you're to it.
Well, no, once I circle it and point arrows at it, I get it.
Most people don't need that much.
But it's if you're a pastry chef, that's what...
Yeah, Kate posted on Facebook.
And said that for when you make that kind of bear out of the sugar and the icing and stuff, that in order for it to see the mold right, you need it on the,
the cake boss makes.
What's his face?
That drunk.
Duff?
Cake boss is, no, cake no. boss is the, is
Duff
not,
is ace of cake. Duff is drunk.
Okay, I'm talking, but like, the cake boss cakes, they're amazing. He wouldn't need that. He would need to make that look.
You know that, or are you guessing?
Duff
will tell you. Duff, everything that Duff does has a giner on it. He knows. That's Duff's specialty.
Wait, Ira writes on Facebook, airs. Wait, that's true. Look at it again. They're monkeys.
You know what? Thank you.
Wait, I think they are supposed to be bears.
Shoot a minute.
So it's a monkey, but
complain that they weren't even the right animal?
Decorative bears on the daughter's cake had female... They do look like monkeys.
Absolutely like monkeys.
It's a disaster.
This woman is trying.
Wait,
to...
which woman? The one who complained or the one that
bought the cake? The Sharon Green woman bought the cake. She's the one with the problem. Nothing's
wrong. Animal.
Yeah. How about complain about that? If you're going to complain about something, there you go. Who's Lucas?
Kaylee just tweeted that.
Oh wait, what is that?
Well, first all on it. Can't buy that cake. How do I explain that later?
It's a monkey, clearly. Now I can't unsee the monkey.
Never concealed.
All right, let me do this. Kaylee, can you ask these people to hold? I have a lot of people on hold. Yeah, I guess these are all people who see it like I do.
I'm going to pull out the ram's head. I'm going to do something.
All right, one quick break. I'll grab you next.
Elliot in the Morning wants you to meet a man. Listen to EITM all week. Win your tickets to the show. And passes to head backstage to Megan's. See the band. Meet the band. Get all the details at facebook.com/Elliot.
95 is running slow. Small Church in Kingston has your left and center lanes blocked. Maybe jumping over to Route 1 is a better idea. No problems, 95. Collision reported 5th. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
Taking care of your money is all it will be safe and secure. And no one does that better than Argent Credit Union. Jeff and I have been Argent members for years, and we know firsthand they take care of you like no one else. Affordable loans with only 3% down. Or for a new car, rates are as low as 1.98%. Just go to Argent's online application and they'll get back to you with a quick approval. Plus, once it's done, Argent makes it convenient. When it's a matter of, it's Argent Credit Union.
At Chesterfield Auto Parts, we all know with just a buck in a toolbox, you can pull off your own parts at the best known dealers. But now, that's right, Picknell. We offer new aftermarket parts that fit almost any make or model. So stop by one of our three locations, Richmond, Billy, or Chesterfield Auto Parts. Come pick or pull off your own great deal.
People come in because of our extraordinary rival selection. But what impressed more are after-the-sale warranties and guarantees. It starts with a 30-day no-day-nust money-back guarantee and a 90-day guarantee. We want you to love your duck with it. Then we give you free maintenance for life on any purchase. Ring sizing, free. Rhodium finish, free. New prongs, free. Appraisal, stone tighten, no charge. They knock out an accent diamond. Diamonds direct, no charge. See what other stores charge you for. We give you free. And while other jewelry stores require you to have your jewelry constantly intact, at Diamonds Direct, inspection not required. And when you're ready to upgrade that diamond, we'll give you 110% of restore the new stone. That's 10% guaranteed appreciation when you trust stone. Diamonds Direct. Extraordinary during and after the sale. West Broad Village across from Whole Foods.
Getting to the top is always a challenge. Yet what's so learned is that when you drive the award-winning Cherokee or the versatile Jeep Cherokee, the top is just the beginning. Like Grand Cherokee, SUV in its class and a 730-mile highway driving range. And Cherokee with three available 4x4 crafted interior. We're entirely up to you. One drive and you'll discover why Jeep Ranch brand continues to be the thing ahead. Join us now at the Jeep Drive and Discover event.
Well-qualified left-by-led vehicles get a low-mileage lease in the 2015 5.4 with 590-mile high for $289 a month for 36 months with $24.99 to its signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Ward's Summit model based on total SUV sales with the 2014 Ward's Light Vehicle Segment. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution. 5-cent charge for each model for 30,000 residents. Here is strict on supply. Take delivery by 6:30. Just a mark of FCA US LLC.
Your bed isn't just for sleeping anymore. Sleepy selection of adjustor to fit your life. Read, watch, be comfortably. And Sleepy's half-price adjustable base sale and save half off select adjustables throughout Serta Pivot Up Foundation starting at just $5.99. Do more on adjustable base and half off. It's the final days at Sleepy Mattress for Professionals.
Oh!
Because every Monday at Moe's Southwest Grill, everyone's been getting a case of the Moe Mondays. So start your week off right with a burrito with chips and salsa, low price.
Regularly will help keep your vehicles better. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and a $19.99 after $3. Protect your engine with Quaker State at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, and limited supply. See store for detail.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Richmond, let veteran vapors of Act bite a winner and hellishing new juice flavors. Stop in vaping products and now off flavors. Veteran Vapors of Ashland will help you find a combination you'll love. Mention this ad to receive 15% off your purchase of $12. Owned and operated by Veteran Unity. Veteran Vapors of Ashland. For more info, call 299-2990. Follow us on Facebook or go to veteranvapors.net.
In the morning building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott in the Morning, Radio Network.
A rodeo rider, you ride so fast, that's a rubber, rubber track you're traveling on. Them demons is my trail. Oh, you're trying to hide behind love. I am a fool, baby, it's you. You can run as far as you can. You never go past. Sometimes your past is all you have.
Later on this hour, fifth row seats for WWE's Monday Night Raw. For her movie, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. Back into some of these. Where am I going, Kaylee? Good morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Darren.
Hi, Darren, you're calling me about their giner cake.
And what the big deal is, it's for a three-year-old. Let's say, oh, hey, look, there's a giner on there.
Excellent call. That is an excellent... No. No, that's
I think
true.
It says more than our complaining about it.
And maybe, like, pervs. No, you're exactly right. That's what Tyler was saying. Maybe it's different because they have girls and I don't. Maybe it's because I'm an adult. Maybe that's why. But yeah.
Notice that?
Yeah, obviously. We're talking about the guests at the party.
Sharon Green does say at the party had a they were making. Now, I will say this. I'd have to be walked over there and told. I went. It doesn't. If it was so bad, why didn't she have got the cake?
Maybe she didn't look at it. She just checked the name.
Talia. She's trying to get the house ready for the party.
No. It's because Talia isn't spelled the norm. Talia.
I'm saying she probably just looked. Oh, the name was spelled right. Let's go. Didn't expect there to be a vagina on the bear.
Oh, well, then
the monkey.
Then shame on
what?
Her. Shame on her then. She looked at the cake and didn't see it. So it doesn't really jump out at you. Or maybe she is.
Like you.
Diane, I know what a giner is. Lots of them. Line 3. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hey.
Yeah, hi. Who's this? How are you?
Good. I look at the pictures and, you know, it's really not that big of a deal because it is at the same time I did see the quote-unquote scene. But when I looked at the boys' version did not have, and a different girl one had flat crotch area, so I don't understand why they do that, but like as a deal, it is for 3-year-old.
Would you have noticed it?
Oh yeah, it was pretty noticeable.
Yes, because you were looking for it, that's why, because you're
okay,
looking.
Maybe I do have a biased opinion, but. At all.
Yeah, but it's the let me ask you this. The like when you looked at the picture, did you have to like look and go like, oh, that one? Or did it kind of
Well, it just kind of jumped out at me and I didn't even zoom in or anything, but like you said I would go.
Yeah. And maybe the part is where I would be so invested in the beauty of the christening that
yeah.
I think somebody based on the cake.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Can I get a t-shirt?
Oh, of course you can. It's okay.
Yay, thank you.
Yeah, hold on. I got a Bear Giner Cake t-shirt for you. Hold tight. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot, good morning. How are you? This is Julio.
Hey.
Not much. Look, the problem is with my parents own a bakery right there. To order a cake, you got all kinds of books. You got to look at the book, and you're like, once ever they order the cake, they should have seen it on the cake.
Uh-huh.
Saw it out there.
Uh-huh. What's I'll say so, you now?
It has no fault in it. You order cake, you got cake number 39. You know
right.
what I mean?
And I spelled Talia right, and you knew 39. Those bears had a great big giner on them. Let me ask you this: as somebody who works in the industry, you at times when you like you guys do. You have to. Oh, wait. Let me back up a step. Since you own a bakery, if I wanted to get like those bears on it, is that a mold?
My parents own a bakery. No. Then, if you're making, I'm gonna actually hand make that for you. Some of them can be made out of icing, but believe it or not, making old plastic little toys kids can play with. So it depends on what you want.
Great question, Tyler. Is that
on the decoration? And whenever they would have been explained. You know, this is gonna be made out of this or. You know, do you want the toy or in the picture that you're getting?
Those are all excellent questions. Thank you, sir. Because the mold that they just shove, like, not the ice, the icing, and fold it up, the mold may have a soap in it. Right?
Can it go all the way up?
Yeah. No. Just through that area. Because of the way that it's built. And, what about the whole, you put that. So you had to look at a 39. That changes everything.
Well, we're assuming this bakery now.
Including assuming that there is a vagina looking thing on.
All we know is that they are.
Would you have taken the cake back?
I would have noticed it because I would have looked at the cake
before you left the store
upon receipt. Yes.
Also, can you follow me for one? Couldn't you have also? Just if it was made out of ice, and you were so thrilled, what will all say? Because clearly, this until the guests started talking. Couldn't you have just taken your finger and just kind of rubbed?
Yeah, that probably would have ruined it. It wouldn't have looked good.
Well, at least then walking around talking about how you bought the giner. You know what I mean? Like you could have just, or like with a putty knife or something. Like I could have. Here, look.
But that'll ruin it.
No, it won't. Just like this.
What are you
open.
Doing?
I'm going to show you what I'm going to do to the cake.
Why are you showing on me?
Stop.
I'm lifting my legs up.
Stop.
What are you doing? Is the pen closed? Why can't you just put show
your,
it?
Put your arm down. Put your arm down. You ready?
What are you?
I'm not doing anything.
Right.
Just the back of your arm.
Poison.
Where all you had to do was this. it wouldn't be.
Yeah,
just the ridges.
No, it would look horrible. And then fake flour on top of it or something.
The bear.
To cover it. No.
I'm sorry, the monkey.
No, something small enough to where you could either, hey, can you like erase?
Can't, because they're already gone from the cake shop.
Peas and carrots. Wait, is that bear vaginas? What happened there?
Totally make it worse.
Oh yeah, I tried to fix it.
Now it looks like it has a penis.
Thing in your life.
That's not fake. Hash brownies.
Oh.
Winner.
I just don't think you have the skill.
No, I've never done confectionery work.
To pull.
Nope. Two things.
The icing? All right. Neither of which had icing on them.
No, I didn't put icing on the brownies. No, I've never made a cake. Most people have never. You've never made a cake? Haven't?
Yes, I have.
What cake have you made?
Cheesecake.
No, you have. You made
yes,
a cheesecake.
I have. Yeah. It's my favorite type of cheesecake. I mean, I love cheesecake, but it's like this lemon, like key lime cheesecake.
And you make the...
I mean, I'm not making...
Scratch. Right, you're buying it at the store.
No.
And then, like or something on
it. No, it's a little...
right,
making...
So you're not crunching up the crust. You're like, you'll buy a crust. You're making the innards.
Yeah.
Never done that. Have you had... No.
What? I've never made stuff from...
No, making
I've
stuff...
Never
from,
done, I've
making,
never done...
Making stuff from a box is fine.
I mean, I've made, like, cookies from a recipe before.
That's not a... Do you know the difference?
Yeah.
That's not a cake.
You were assuming that I'd never baked anything before.
I've never made cookies. I made brownies once. You know what? I have baked something else. I've unrolled a tube of cinnamon.
The one you popped?
Yep. Spray, and then squirted the... I threw one out so that I would have ample of them, or icing.
Squirt on butter. So that can affect RLS. No, for Father's Day yesterday, I got an ice cream.
Oh, ice cream cake is
the
bomb.
Best.
And a million beers.
Did you really?
Million, but close.
I didn't drink much yesterday. I had a margarita. It was so good, too. That was good. What? What's wrong with that? Why can't I?
I love Margaret.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't make the noise, Diane. Yeah.
Jackie made it for me.
So you drank?
But it was so hot at the game. I had to drink lemonade.
It's hard to drink that in hot temperature.
It's just you'd have to drink a lot of them to stay hydrated. So I just went there for the lemonade. Although I did feel like a pussy. Right? No, because Carl Alsner wasn't drinking lemonade. I don't know. I didn't even
you
see
think
him
he's
drinking.
Still talking about what you were drinking?
He said hi.
Oh, he's saying, I'm off with fame yesterday.
You're making a mess underneath your seat.
hi, Elliot.
Hey, this is Aaron.
Hey, what's going on, Aaron?
Not much. So I was reading the book. They did put flour in the genitals at the request of the parents. So basically, they had to remove it for everybody in the party to them.
Okay, so wait, so when the woman picked the cake up, she noticed it, and they flowers in front of it. So then how did anybody see it at the party?
Exactly.
She's one of those women, Diane. She's one of those, well, no, I shouldn't
never
say
happy.
No, she's one of those people. Bitch moaning about anything.
It's like you with Father's Day.
Just to try, no, not at all. Day. I had a great Father's Day. Got the classic in yesterday. Four. One, two. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, this is Tony.
Hey, what's up, Tony?
Hey, I think I know what happened.
Go ahead.
I think one of the women there come and remove the flowers and then start gossiping to all her friends. because she didn't notice it at first. She didn't notice it when she picked it up, and I was not whispering about it that everyone complained.
No, and that's probably where Sharon lost her stuff. All right, so two things. By the way, doesn't this give you a great idea? The name of some function where there's a cake that's got like a little animal or something on it, grab a knife.
Take them at random.
Give a little. And then you got to gossip for the rest of the thing. Are you giving the woman her money?
I would have to avoid this publicity.
Hurt the bakery. I feel if anything, she's nagging.
No, because now everybody's pictures of the other cakes are like, oh, that one's not very good. What's
that supposed
to be?
Oh, not true. That woman doesn't.
We were just looking and we said that the animals look like zombie stitching.
So Kaylee does hers look like they're laying on the ground. It's a teddy bear. Does yours walk?
No, but it's laying on its side like it's
like
sick.
Teddy bears do.
No,
bears do.
No, it's sick.
If you want to, I'm with that one guy. If you want to have a problem with it, these look like monkeys and not even bears. Problem.
At least they fixed it.
For who?
With the flower.
How did the other patrons, the Kujimi? Somebody removed the floor.
No, I think that they made it seem as though, like, somebody came in off hours. I don't know if the person went to her house.
Oh, somebody from the bakery. What more can this bakery do? They're bending over backwards to take care of this woman who's a pervert. She's in clouds she makes a vagina. Line two. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing
great. This is Mark from Sterling.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
I just wanted to add that if the lady had a plaque, she should have looked at the cake
exactly.
And identified the problem at the time she purchased the cake, and then took care of it right
you
to
have
all
to
that.
Do that.
They want you to see it to make sure you don't have a problem with it before you even leave the store.
Now, I will say this. Safeway isn't a stickler about making you look at the cake.
Well, if it's busy.
Sometimes you just go pick it up. And, like, we've done that at Bubba's Ice Cream Cake, where you just kind of go get
it. They always have us look. I feel like every time. Because we get the ice cream cakes from there.
See, but... No.
I would still think you would look it over before you just blindly took it home.
If I got something, I would look the thing over. But, like...
for your cakes you've gotten for, like, kids' birthday parties, you don't write anything on it.
For...
You just
no.
Reformed.
No. Like, for the kids' birthdays, for like, a regular... Like, what do they call that? The cake that you get at Safeway.
Birthday?
Blank sheet cake.
No.
Oh, so you do have a message on it.
I don't put a name on it.
I pictured just, like, literally, like, you... It was half off. It was a quick sale.
In
because
a perfect world, yes.
It was, like, a week
it's
old.
Just blank.
I'll do that for...
I'm right on myself. Right on myself.
For the last ice cream cake we got, we didn't get anything on it. We just got a chocolate ice cream cake.
Itself.
It doesn't
need anything else with it. It's
no,
delicious.
You don't need anything on it. Why would you put anything on it?
You have your kids candles?
One.
What about if it's their
candle in a blank sheet cake?
Yeah. What more do they need?
I remember my great birthday party.
Is it thick enough to put a candle in?
A sheet cake?
We just put one little candle on top of it. Yeah, let them blow out the candle. Blow it out. We're good to go.
It says happy birthday.
No, we have gotten... have gotten them that ones, like the Basket Robin ones we just get plain. There's why waste?
Doesn't cost that much. Their name on it.
All you're going to do is cut it up. That's it.
You're eating over the sections of the cake that have more icing and writing on them?
No, I don't like
the corner piece.
By the way.
First letter of the name?
I think his name is David Schultz on Facebook. Yes, was that nodded heads with you egg over the weekend? That goddamn place. Oh, my God. I had to drop the kid off there for hell. Whew! Never. And that's all he wants to do is have his birthday there.
Yep.
So, sadly, come August, apparently they went out of business. That's what I'm going to tell him. There's no way. Holy crap. It's been since I've been to that place. Ultras.
No.
Oh, my God. And you know what?
It's always like that. One after the other.
Billionaire.
Yeah.
I had to park a block away. Do you know the one I'm talking about? Right,
yeah, by REI.
Yeah, where I walk from.
Where you have to go down like a 90-degree hill.
Yeah, I was like you guys at Zach's Field. I treated going to Ultra Zones like I'm a very religious Jew. I parked and then walked to Ultra Zone. Ultra Zones. Crazy. Do you drop off or do you stay?
I've done both.
Oh, I got days.
It's loud.
It's beyond loud. I like loud. This is like chaos. And part of me was like, there's so much going on. If they all go running out in the parking lot, nobody's gonna know.
And it comes out of there crying because without a doubt.
And there was part of me that was like, man, this. I feel like I should. I'm out. Nope. Woo, gone.
No, that's why you ask. Need me to stay for anything? Nope. All right. See you in a couple hours.
Didn't even. They said, which one's yours? I pointed, and I walked out. You haven't had that luxury yet, have you?
Of dropping off.
No, the laser tag at Ultra Zone. I can't wait till you do. You who loves interacting with people, field day there. Holy hell!
I obviously did loud. Is it just laser tag, or yeah, the whole amusement type?
No. They have arcade and stuff.
Little room
yeah.
for your pizza.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No. And they. They have like you put the vest on and you shoot the vest. Shoot vest. Which is more point? Shoot him in the front, pussy! Like, that's what I was, like, I just go, don't shoot in the back, shoot him in the front. Awesome as a team in there? Menino and I.
Oh.
Dude, we waste kids like crazy. But the, and then they have like an arcade. They just have games like all over the place.
So it's loud, and there's a lot of lights.
God, no, loud doesn't just loud, so loud.
Like, a con you're up against the speakers is loud.
I don't live in Virginia, though.
This is, I guarantee, hellhole.
Damn it.
That's somewhere in America. And again, they're great.
Hellhole.
Don't want them out the place. It's awesome.
Love it.
Yeah, and whoever owns Ultra Zone is a billionaire.
Yeah.
It probably goes,
Bill Gates.
Ultra Zone owner. Like, that's the order it goes in there, and it's loud, and you do, but you're like, something bad can happen, and it's so much here.
Yeah, somebody always trips.
I would be happy if the only fear was they call me. Yeah, I don't know Adam. I don't know his family. Good luck. And mine's running around like a Tasmanian devil. I got there to piss me in party room 3. Well, they were. He was in party room 4, hanging out with those people.
Whatever, making friends.
Go ahead. I don't care. I was like, dude, I think you're supposed to. Oh, he's fine. I was like, nah, it's cool. Come with me. And I could not get out of there soon enough. Wait, I don't know what cake they had. But trust me, not one person in Ultra Zone cared if there was anything.
Already eating pickle for when that day comes. God.
Wait till you have to do it.
With the younger one.
No, and you will. You'll
love. No, I will stay with the younger one.
Lindsay, that's for you. It's horrible. And I will. I'm telling you, come on. You know what? They're doing all kinds of stuff.
But then they come out and they're hyperventilating. They're out of breath because they just had the best time.
Yeah. No. Oh, they love it. First of all, I don't want to be near mine. There are 20 of them in there.
In July mailbox.
Oh, you know what? I'm totally going to invite you.
What the hell? I've never been invited to one of your parties.
I'm going to invite you. You have to go. It's the worst.
It was unfortunate.
They
send the invitations out.
No, you
and
know
the
what?
Place closed.
Oh, tell the bridge to Virginia is shut this week.
Tell them. And it's very dark in there. They're shooting them. But tell them, Liz, he'll be the one. Don't shoot him in the back. That's all Menino and I yell the whole time we're in there. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Shoot him.
You're the best.
No, my wife and I had to go ahead and head out of one of these, tried to get the parents involved, so we decided we'd go in,
shortly after, I had to have a talk with my wife because there was a kid around and kept shooting her in the back, and she was getting really pretty mad because she was pretty competitive. Well, she turned around and just held the kid's gun down and just kept shooting her while he was in there.
Love it.
We chewed easy because we had an angry parent.
No, that's fine. I've talked to plenty of dads who've without, and by the way, no apologies. And because the same thing, those little bastards, they just snipe at you the whole time. Countless dads I know, dads I've turned around and was like, hey, move it, just to get the kid.
The whole place smells like BO and sweaty kids. It's horrible.
And you know what? Bad thing that you say,
nope.
Because billions there were. There.
Go in there, like, after every kid, and they literally just take Lysol cans and just spray everything.
If you're lucky, if you're... So don't waste your time shoot my base. Don't care at all. And I know it's dark and you're running on an upstairs. There's my foot.
I love because it's so dark and that when the kids start running, they tell you no running. The kids start running and just slam into each other.
Oh, I can't wait till Tyler has to go.
I'm just going to start inviting him on the weekend.
Appreciate the phone call. Thank you, my friend. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Mom, join us next.
Elliot in the morning. The 102. Weekdays after Elliot. It's the longest set of commercial free music.
Maybe even the world.
XL 102 commercial music free from interruption.
I'll make a tea.
XL 102. Richmond.
Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
An earlier collision clearing for 95 southbound between Carmel Church and King's Dominion. Route 1 could start. All travel lanes are open, but still a slow go, heavy travel volume. Stalled vehicle blocking the ramp of Powhite northbound at Jenk Road. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
If you buy Hojo, happy Mondays. Happy Monday from Howard Johnson. Johnson is back. And just for get summer savings at Howard Johnson Hotels when booking on a Monday. Visit Hojo to get a $15 gas card. That's Hojo.com. And happy Monday.
Sir, today I'm calming tunes instead of your alarm.
This kind of help in the morning.
I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh to death outfit for you. Hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you. Right now, get an egg McMuffin sandwich with a medium freshly brewed only $3. Most local AM. Participation may vary.
Listen to your... They got your back. Like when they tell you to get an ice-cold Coca-Cola from McDonald's.
And then you list a dollar.
Or when they tell you to get one more Coke for the lady in line behind you. And your taste buds deserve a bro hug right now. But since they don't have hands, a sip of Coke from McDonald's is the next best thing.
Your taste buds some love? Enjoy any soft drink or sweet tea from McDonald's for just $1. Prices and participation may vary.
Life's easier when you have a ranch. Everyone knows the best are the ones far off the beaten path. 1500, with best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover those faraway gold mine fishing holes. Does bad news for news for you? It's that kind of uncompromising leadership that has more pink trucks than ever before. Join us now during the Ram Drive and Dive and now get 0% financing 2007 2015 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with a gas-powered engine. Based on EIA estimated 29 mpg highway based on available EcoDiesel V6 4x2 HF rating total retail sales of calendar years 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month per 1,000 financed for well-qualified buyers regardless of down payment when financed through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take client.
With a mango smothered burrito, we at Qdoba book. We choose both a sweet tropical storm of flavor raging across a tangy tequila sea. A spark of tequila, a lacious smother that knocks you to your seat and makes you say, wow. Daring pairing because we're Qdoba and we choose flavor. So grab your spicy tequila mango smothered burrito today.
When I told my son we could ride the merry-go-round as many times as he wanted, I should have known just how many times he had in mind to eat that corn dog. Now I know. Just like I really should have known that GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. They even have a Richmond. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. But nobody knows.
GEICO 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know GEICO has a local agent in your area, let me expand knowledge a tad more about how they can run locally owned and operated businesses. Tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, RV, or boat, the GEICO Insurance Agency could also help you save money on coverage. Do you feel smarter? And yes, I can see you.
Free rate quote, go to GEICO, line over the phone, or at your local office.
18-year-old Billy wanted to put the kick hulking piece of American muscle, but he was missing some tools. AutoZone turned him onto their loan. With renewed engine roar, why, that starter little starter stash of his turned into a bushy testament to his manhood. And we don't call him Billy no more. That's a tool to free battery testing. Let AutoZone just get in the zone.
Want to be your company's marketing genius? Click iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
Now, back to on XL102.
Yes, it is.
Oh, good.
Hey, so I've got to tell you, I've watched the trailer over and over and over and over. And I've watched clips from the movie over and over. And every time I watch it, the sweeter and sweeter and more and more and more.
Oh, good. I'm so glad because it is both. It's like funny and then it's touching. Got everything in it.
Example, to me, the perfect example of that is when you are thanking Greg, but you're thanking Greg, and it's in your eyes, and you're very happy, and you give him a hug, and then all of a sudden, you just won't stop kissing this young man.
Exactly, yeah. Is a lonely kind of lonely horse, and she's a little bit like, Greg, visit my daughter, because she's sick, and she's just kind of excited to see the little Mrs. Robinson.
but yeah, so Greg, whose movie is me and Earl, and so Greg is kind of like this awkward kind of, and his best friend Earl, they're not really friends, they're more coworkers, and they make all these movies, and like you said, very, very sick, and they come over or Greg comes over, they're gonna make a movie, and everything will be nice and entertain. What I mean, like, the movie is really, really sweet, but everything I see just makes it look like it is.
It's really bold. It's funny, and it's you'll laugh and you'll cry. That's what I would say. You will do both when you go see.
Hey, was everybody surprised? Not at how good it is, because I'm sure that you read a script and you see as everything goes along. Go, you know what? There's some real depth to this. But was everybody a little bit surprised at Sundance, the way that it's blowing everybody away and kind of became the darling of Sundance?
Shocked. You have to understand, when he's competing at that Sundance Film Festival and really good movies, and we went underdog. It's our director, Alfonso Gomez-Rejon. It's his first feature film. He's directed tons of TV, lots of American Glee, but he had other friends there who, like, had movies premiering, and I was like, they were like, oh, what are you here at Sundance? I'm the Dying Girl. And I was like, come to our movie, and they're like, oh, no, we have to go to this other movie. And it became, like, the hottest ticket in town. Like, you couldn't even get in. After it premiered, it was like, shot up. It was like the buzz. So from Alfonso to Jesse Andrews, the guy who wrote the book, and the actors, I think nobody, that wouldn't. I kind of did that. I worked with the director in Pittsburgh, and I was like, this guy is good. I could tell by the way he moves the camera. And he interned and did second unit directing and studied under Martin Scorsese and has got it. This director, very special.
Hey, and now is the story true, or is it kind of like a little twisted for Hollywood that you were out having with your kids, and it's like, oh my God, there's Molly Shannon.
That's true. That's a true story. Yep. I was there at a frozen yogurt place. I can't say because I don't want people to know where I live. There was their sister. God, this Molly Shannon. And so we felt like an on Glee. And he directs a lot of episodes of Glee. So he was like, hi, Molly. And he was a big fan of mine from SNL. So he approached my children. And usually if I'm with my kids, I don't talk to people for that long because I'm just focused on the kids. So I was like, oh, thank you. And he just said, we both wanted frozen yogurt at the same time. And that's how we met.
Is that the weirdest way you've gotten a job in Hollywood?
Kind of. I have to be honest. Yeah. I'm glad I met him.
Hey, I was also reading somewhere where we're talking about how for you guys when you're around like the actors and the actors that play your kids, where it was kind of refreshing. Where I don't want to say it's like it's old hat for you guys, but where you're around them and it's like, oh my God, this is our first, and just kind of the extent making the movie, where it was kind of energizing for you guys.
Thomas Mann, he's an actor, he's amazing, and Olivia Lewis and RJ Kyler, a newcomer, I think it's his first movie. They were so excited that they got these parts, until 2 weeks before the movie started, he plays Earl. And then Thomas Mann and Olivia Cooke have done a lot of things, but this was like a very cool movie for them to get. And they were excited to be working with Alfonso and to be in that. It really made me feel inspired about really into their acting and their scenes. And it reminded me of being back at NYU Drama School, where there's this enthusiasm for acting a movie. And Alfonso really makes it like a real collaboration. So it really, these kids just inspired me, my love about being in show business.
Hey, were they starstruck around you guys, or is that how to do that in movie land?
Let me see. I don't know. You'd have to ask them. Maybe. I don't know. They didn't say that, but would laugh a lot when we were filming. He would giggle. He's like, it was hard for him to not laugh. In that scene where I'm saying hello to him, and he would just try to keep a straight face, like he wanted to laugh.
So a little bit of an alcohol problem that Thomas Mann told about you, about how you would get ready to play drunk in a scene. Do you know those stories?
I do. Around, so that when I have drunkenness throughout the movie, but my character is sad, and so she anesthetizes a little bit. Doesn't want to feel her feelings, so she drinks a lot of Sauvignon Blanc at night. But basically, I would spin around before I start the scene wobbly. And Thomas was like, that's so funny. But, you know, we'd have to shoot it one scene many times at two. It helped me feel drunk. Kind of dooky, but it worked.
Can I tell you the other thing I love about you? I was talking about how, I guess at some level, the movie gets characterized as like a coming of age. I can't remember who, but somebody had asked you, like if you think back when what was your, and it would have never.
You saw that? That was me and Connie Britton, I think.
Yeah, it was. It was the two of you being interviewed. She went with, but you went with Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's interesting. Well, that movie did mean a lot to me. Like Sean Penn and Jason Lee. Yeah, I think I would go with that. I like that one.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Love it. But it's fun to characterize it as a coming-of-age movie. I look at it, the first thing that comes to mind is obviously Judge Reinhold having to clean Big Hairy Pee off the... But that's not one of those movies to me that comes to mind of like, oh, what a great movie.
It's like Connie Britton with the breakfast.
I said that. I'm like, yeah, I know what you mean. you're right. The Breakfast Club, is that what she said? Yeah,
that's exactly what she went with. One other thing, I'll go really quick that aren't related to me and Earl and the Dying Girl. But I feel like I would be remiss, just on a scale of 1 to 10, 40th anniversary of...
It was a 10. Spectacular. It was Lorne Michaels really pulled that off. I don't know how he did that and how he got all those. Oh, he pulled that show together. It's just a genius he is. And it was so exciting seeing everybody like Tom Hanks, you know, Jerry Seinfeld in the audience. It was like not to be believed exciting. I had the time of my life.
Hey, was it cool getting to bring it? And I don't know how old your kids or your kids are, but is it kind of cool to be able to brew 30 Rock and to see that building and go see? This is the top of the mountain for.
It is really cool. Actually, came my rehearsal with me at SNL, and you know they're littler. My daughter's 11, and my son's 10. Everybody was. They knew Adam Sandler. We bumped into Jim Carrey. They didn't know who he was. But then Taylor Swift on the monitor, and she was like, "Oh my God!" I go, "Stella, look, it's Taylor Swift." So she was really excited to see Taylor. But and then I went and rehearsed with Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake, and I don't think they knew who they were. But I was like, God, heavy hitters, you know? it was really surreal to be like in the rehearsing Mary Catherine Gallery, kind of my own children to Saturday Night Live. It really was. It felt very special that I did that show. I didn't have kids. And
sure.
I was just like, this is so cool. So, yeah, it felt really exciting to show them, though.
For you. Good for you. All right, so Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, that is out now in play. And then just a quick mention, July 30 for Wet Hot American Summer.
Yes, and that is such a good...
Yeah, no, that I can't wait for. Molly Shannon, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. This was such a fun interview.
You guys, thank you, Molly.
Okay, bye.
In the morning. Cell 102.
Watch for a stolen vehicle on the right shoulder of 6064 eastbound near McCarran. Collisions reported, 5th at Marshall. Skip with Advanta Road on the south side. Point Road at Bailey Bridge and Old Bermuda Old Chester. From News Radio WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
Taking care of your money is all about trust, knowing it will be safe. And no one does that better than Argent Credit Union. Hey, Gary Hess here. My wife and I have been Argent members for years, and we know firsthand they take care of you like no one else. If you're buying a home, you can get affordable loan and down. Or for a new car, rates 1.99% APR. Just go to ArgentCU.org for an easy online application approval. Plus, once it's done, Argent makes it convenient with online banking and the mobile app. It's Argent Credit Union.
I love my car. You and me, we've come so far. Oh, oh, I love my car. And I think my lucky stars.
If you need a title loan, give Virginia's trusted financial resource for over 25 years now offers title loans up to $25,000. It only takes about 50 cash you need at Chet City. Get the cash. Keep the car.
Benny. Greetings and salivations.
Benny does not have a way with words, particularly when it comes to describing his haircut.
High and mighty? No, a fat top. Give me a bullet cut.
The good news, bumbling great stylist can figure out exactly what kind of haircut you want. Because last time, they took clip notes. Haircut at any stylist at any... Because they know your haircut.
Eyes.
Good effort. Great clips. It's gonna be great.
Different about a diamond from Diamonds Direct? It's brilliant. It stands out. And more. You know why? It starts with owners who are obsessed with quality and perfection. Diamonds Direct is handpicked for Max. Oh, how to get the perfect cut that gives you that magic sparkle. In fact, we're so picky. 100 diamonds we look at, we will use 5 to bring back to our showroom. Then to give you the ultimate in confidence, are by the most stringent and most reputable American gem labs. In fact, Diamonds Direct has one of the largest selections of GIA certified diamonds engine for quality extends to the rim. Our engagement rings are not cookie cutter. They're handcrafted by the world's intricate detail and true artisan craftsmanship made right here in America. In corners, no compromises. That's a diamond from Diamonds Direct. Pump West Broad Village across from Whole Foods. Richmond's direct diamond importer.
It isn't just for sleeping anymore. Sleepy's selection of adjusting contour to fit your life. Read TV comfortably. And shop Sleepy's half-price adjustable base sale and save half off select adjustables for Serta Pivot Up Foundation $99. Do more on your mattress with an adjustable base. And have final days at Sleepy Professionals.
Lowe's has big summer savings going on across the entire today to find great deals on everything you need for your home, like 10% off select major appliances. Plus, get 3 select perennials for only $12. Don't miss out. Get savings at Lowe's. Stop improving. Perennials offer valid 6/17 through 6/22. Appliance offer valid 6/17 through 6/22. Applies last. Plan offer excludes Alaska. For Lowe's.com for details and exclusions, U.S. only.
No time to fuss with lunch? Introducing Lunchbox. Lunchbox deals. Six up. Fries and a drink, $6. Salad, garlic bread and a drink, $6. Small drink, $6. Pick up its area locations. Okay. Call now or order only at Nello'sPizza.com.
There you left your wallet. But no, your oil drain fan is in your garage, under your workbench, left-hand side, by the filter wrench. CarQuest Auto Parts is for, because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who care about their car. Right now at CarQuest, get 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a car to CarQuest standard $23.99. Serious Auto Parts.
See participating stores for details.
Right price for your next new car?
Introducing Kelly Advisor, the powerful new tool should pay. It gives you that's based on what others recently paid for the same car. With decades of trusted expert behind it, it's the only see the confidence to make a smart new car decision. So visit the trusted resource today, AV.com.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliott in the Morning 102.
Moving down the shade, holding on right, that I could feel so bad. And I've been holding on to something now for some time. And all I know this feeling fit for two. Is when the sunlight lay on this dark night, stalking to myself in the rearview. Yeah, I've got questions, but I know everything's alright. All I have to do is just remember you. Cause I never lose you.
What's that thing?
Beating like the soul of a drama boy. I gotta keep my head on.
Sorry. Thank you, Molly Shannon. Dying Girl. Looks really good. From everything I've seen in red, looks really good. So thank you very much to Molly Shannon. If I may fast forward to a second, Leggero will be on with us. Leggero. She's going to be on very, very late in the show. But show a brand new TV Central that debuts tomorrow night, right? Yes. I'm struggling to remember the name. Another period. It's good. Did you watch it yet, Diane?
Not yet.
Oh, you'll love it. You'll love it. So anyway, we'll be on with us tomorrow. But again, Molly Shannon. As long as we're doling out thank yous, thank you very much to Astro Donuts for coming in. They brought donuts and today. They have another location that'll be opening up in Falls Church. And the Idol. And that's our buddy Jeff Halpert. And Jeff, I don't know if you're listening or if anybody who runs the joint is, but I don't think you understand how big of a compliment this is to your fried chicken. Tyler used it.
I started, and then I couldn't
go. Hands.
It was so damn.
Now, Jeff and all the other deer are like, well, yeah, everybody uses their hands. No, not Tyler. Tyler eats fried chicken with a fork and knife. He used his hands. Again, that is high praise. And the creme brulee, using that, Diane, as a palate cleanser. Because we will get back into more frank and close. Tyler, oh, you got to eat it, Fred.
Sorry, shorts. Came in your way of worth of wiping being.
All right, we got to get into some news after going to get fifth row seats. WWE Monday Night Raw. We'll do fifth row today. We'll do fourth row tomorrow. Third, you're smart people. You will figure that out. Front row Friday. All right, Diane. Let's get into
these. Problems on flights in the last couple. National Airport have, or officials there rather, did have to investigate flight yesterday after reports of a suspicious statement. The bathroom door of the that departed Reagan National in D.C. and landed in New Orleans at about 1:16 yesterday. Follow-up investigation to terrorism task force along with the FBI. Was progress.
By the way, what kind of balls does it take to go into a plane? And they said they believe it's a hoax. They're confident it's a hoax, but you still have to investigate it, and that ties everybody up. It's one thing. Like, remember you had the Pico that were calling in bomb threats on planes?
Oh, there was a whole rash of them.
Landing a bunch of them?
Yeah.
And it clearly not condoning. But if you're picking up a phone and calling... they called like the Maryland or something for one of the flights. You're not there. You know what I mean? Like you could be using a burner phone for all. You're on that plane. The plane that was going from D.C. to New Orleans. Plane. And you're going to the door when you go to the bathroom? Wouldn't you come out? If I that'd be the first person I looked at. The one who alerted the people going in and going, hey, just followed that guy in there. Is he the one that wrote that? Like, you would have to come out and just being like, hey, somebody's...
Yeah.
Stupid is that.
There was also after A 42-year-old was said to be endangering the safety of a plane on a United flight from Rome to Chicago. They ended up having to divert that from Ireland over the weekend. Apparently, the man with a dual citizenship in Italy and the United States was going to be chasing an aircraft and common assault. They didn't have a whole lot of personal person. There were sparks coming from the plane that prompted a pilot to abort his takeoff and stop on the runway at Newark Liberty Air Day evening. Apparently, they towed it back to the terminal, and there was one person who was like, "Nope, I'm not hoping on a flight. That chance is enough for me." Apparently,
there was stuff.
And then there was another one that,
oh my God,
where it was a Boeing 780 crew had to go back to LAX after there was smoke from the that appeared in the cabin. But I guess they said it was some sort of oven that was causing the problem there.
Oh, for like the cooking up the crockery.
No idea. Anyway, cops now are saying a little bit more about have found at that Huntington. Those two escapees from the New York State prison may have been spotted. They said moved from the cabin. Deadly two men, David Sweat, having been in that cabin, to the cabin, found a jug of water and a jar of peanut butter on the table. They came in. They were definitely there.
Right.
The person who was, they said this is a very remote hunting cabin. It's not like it's right off the side of a road.
Right. Well, that's why who's got like those hunting cameras that catch, you know, like just based on movement to look at their tapes and see if they've got anything.
Yeah. And so they said that the men, they believe that's the 5 miles or so from Dannemora where the actual escape happened.
Right.
Prosecutors in the Colorado theater shooting trial race yesterday against, it is up to his defense team to come forth and try and prove an insanity. He is currently guilty by reason of insanity to 165 counts, saying that he killed 12 people more at that midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises in 2012. They said the worst testimony came last week from the woman who said that she started to hear noise. It was somebody playing a prank. And
is this the woman who put her hand to get her out of the movie theater and the hand just fell out of
her? They said, did the hand reach back? And she said, no, it just slipped right out of my hand.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And that's when she felt the pain and ended up falling on top of her daughter in that case. Also, going back to court today, and this is the woman.
Who's that?
State New York with the kayaking boyfriend.
Oh, yes.
She pled not guilty to the charges that she killed her fiancé while they were out kayaking on the Hudson River.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, remember, she unplugged his boat and then moved his oar out of the way.
Exactly, yeah. Howard County, Maryland police are warning people in the Allview area about sightings of a possibly rabid raccoon within the last day or so. They said in several different areas of neighborhood, they said it's obvious because it's been staggering and to react as a normal when they're coming into contact with people. Mark Maron's WTF podcast, extra publicity these days. Today's incident in a very frank conversation with Maron dropped the N-bomb during it.
Did he really?
Yeah, that is available. Upload today. Talking about how, obviously, progress fight against racism, but according to him, we are not cured of it by any means. Taylor Swift wielding her power to get out after they announced that they were reversing their position about not paying royalties to artists and record labels for music that was being pre-month trial of their new service. Taylor did not like that. As soon as she did to voice her, they backed off.
By the way, and Tyler and I were talking about that earlier. Label after record label after artist, they were all bitching about it.
Yeah,
and Apple told them to go eat it. Taylor wrote one letter and changes.
Yeah, she said, "We don't ask you for free iPhones. Please don't ask us to provide you with our music for no compensation."
Okay.
Walker wants.
Done.
Women's soccer tonight as they get ready to take on Colombia in the round of 16 in the Women's World Cup. Drew Brees and his wife have hit $1 million to the print. Both of them went there, and he said the school has meant so much to both of them that they wanted
donated a ton of money to. By the way, the other story I see out of Saints Lane.
Yes.
Holy F.
And so that video is a couple of years old, isn't it?
2013.
Okay.
Well, to be fair, his lawyer said, I think that really to the world. So it's South Beach. It's 2013, and a fight breaks out. And you see Junior pops up. Then he starts swinging a belt at the guy. And then a woman gets in Junior. He takes the belt and whips her. They pull him off to the side and walk him away. The fight back at the spot keeps going on. Then all of a sudden, now you've got other people fighting that he's not a part of. Have you watched the video, Tyler?
No.
Don't, because it's not filled in panoramic. It's filled horror. comes back and starts fighting again. Horrible. And you see him, if that isn't it's him except his lawyer, which, by the way, defense, except that, and I was reading some article, I can't remember, about the defense that his lawyer is awesome if you were, but you're not. You're going with Roger Goodell,
mm-hmm.
who's going to decide your future playing. I mean, the NFL has already came out and said they're going to investigate it. And it's him with a belt in his hand, and did you watch it?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, he whips that, looks like he hits her right across the face with a belt. And by the way, he's not just like, hey, you better back up, and slap the belt. It's bad when he does it to the guy. After he hits that dude, and then he's swinging. Holy, good luck getting out of that.
I mean, it doesn't help the fact that he's to meet with Goodell. He's all.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, no, it's not like, hey, that was from a couple of years ago, and right. I've been since. Yeah. No, you haven't.
Yeah. Tom Brady getting ready for his appeal. That'll be happening tomorrow, starting at 9 in New York at the NFL's offices, looking to have his 4-game suspension. Commissioner Goodell will oversee completing the sweep with a 9-2 the Pirates. So they are off today. Orioles over the Blue Jays 13-0 before opening up a series in Boston. That'll be happening tomorrow night. I didn't see an update on the little boy in Philly.
With the bat. With a ball. He got hit with
a
ball
on Friday night. Had to be taken into the hospital for further evaluation.
I didn't see the story. I'll tell you this. Yesterday at the Nats Pirates game, Hutchin swung at a ball and bat came out of his hand. It didn't travel like well past the Pirates dugout. But if that thing would have gone into the crowd, that could have done. But I mean, that bat took.
NBA news, Paul Pierce is planning on playing next year. He's also planning to opt to become a free agent. That doesn't mean he can't re-sign with the Wizards. Sources are saying he is leaning towards playing with either the Wizards or the other teams are going to get into the midst of that as well. Jordan, U.S. Open winner since 1923, finishing at 5-under, one stroke ahead of Johnson and Louis Oosthuizen, Masters and the U.S. Open. That's a look at news.
XL 102.
You can have it all. Thinking about Priority wants to buy 150% of book value for trade. How's your trade worth? Just stop by with your car for a quick appraisal. We'll buy your trade whether you buy from us or not. Pocket the cash or put our car from Priority. For Priority's used car dealerships, Priority West End or Priority Used Car Supercenter in Petersburg. Stock with quality used cars and trucks. All makes and models. Some end. And best of all, every single used car from Priority comes with Priorities for Life. Oil and filter changes and state inspections for life. We ET engine for life on select used cars. It saves our customers thousands. Why pay for an oil change ever again? Hash for your trade. And choose from quality used cars at Priority West Car Supercenter in Petersburg. Shop online at PriorityUsed.com.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on
them all over every party. Gonna be loyal, not for anybody. Still, I love these broke.
6-6 to Elliot. 866-235-5454. Tell me right now. Fifth row seats. WWE Monday Night Raw. John Cena, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, and more. 866 to Elliot. 235-5454.
When news prep the heart of the story, when lives change, he's there to listen. When it really matters, you depend on him.
The Morning. Watch for a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder of 64 eastbound near Mechanicsville Turnpike. Collisions reported, 5th at Marshall. Skip with Advanta Road on the south side. Jank Road at Fort Bailey Bridge and Obermuth in Chester. From News Radio WAC.
Need cash fast? Call First Virginia at 855-216-6555. First Virginia, do you line of credit up to $1,000 onto a prepaid Visa card anywhere that is accepted. Use your line of credit for whatever you need, even for buying online. There are no annual fees, no minimum monthly finance charges. You can make payments or access a Visa by calling 855-216-6555. Getting the money you need has never been easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood center. We're open convenient hours 7 days a week. Our headquarters
Associates are committed to getting you the cash you need quickly and easily. Come right now. Call 855-6555 or visit firstvirginialoans.com to find a store near you. That's 855-6555. First Virginia Neighborhood Financial Services Center. Prepaid debit card issued by Visa USA Inc. Card center. Card issuer. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's Elliot. Every day you hear hints about how to get the best deal at Pearson Mazda, and while the detail, the big picture matters the most. Number one Mazda dealer in Richmond, staff will go out of their way to get you the deal you want. Their location in the heart of the West, their huge inventory at 9520 West Broad Street, and see why they sell more modern Mazdas than anyone at PearsonMazda.com.
You haven't read your car's owner's manual lately. That's okay. D-Lube uses the same to help you understand what your vehicle is like, regardless of its make or model. From simple light bulb, air filter, or to a complete antifreeze serpentine belt replacement. Jiffy Lube specializes in automotive preventive maintenance and appointment. And Jiffy Lube is high quality Pennzoil motor oil. Not just oil. Pennzoil. Home loan customer.
You absolutely have to contact Cap Center and see what Cap Center ended up saving me a lot of money because of the zero closing costs, but also because they were able to get me a very good rate. And I'm a very satisfied Cap Center customer.
Call 1-804-968-CAPCENTER.com. Important limited basic score, loan to value, and other factors. Number 7717. Get information at access.org. Equal housing lender.
Changing it will help keep your vehicle running its best. Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter after $3 mail-in engine with Quaker State at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond, located off I-64 in Short Pump. Open on Saturdays. You can see orders available on HendrickRichmond.com. And don't miss 15% off five Chevrolets.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
What? Wow, I love room.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, a Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
But if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool. Agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Elliott to the Morning Building. WWDC Washington. WRXL Richmond. This is the Elliott in the Morning Radio Network.
Chris. I'm awesome. Had my first yesterday.
Oh, dude, did you really? Good for you.
Yep, 2 months old.
Oh. Well, it gets better. Trust me, it gets good.
I know how you feel about the infant.
I can't stress enough how much I hated it. No, but dude, that's awesome. Good for you. all right, so listen. pardon? You're chicken okay? In the wrong tube. yes. I'll give you happy blue fifth row seats for you. So hold tight 1 second, all right, dude?
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
A second for me. Tomorrow we'll do then third row seats, so forth, so on. Fourth will be front row Friday. Tomorrow I'll also give you more tickets if you weren't listening. All this week we give you tickets, Dragons, and you get passes to go backstage and meet the band. So we're giving then, I already mentioned tomorrow, late in the show tomorrow, Natasha Leggero. Oh, you know what I meant to mention? We were talking about the Giner Cake Bear, or the Giner Bear Cake. Did you see the bear video?
I don't think so.
Ooh, I'm surprised you haven't seen it. Describe it as, it's cute.
Yeah, there's an animal.
Yeah, no, but it's a good video.
Weird.
What do you mean?
Rock climbing. Not like at like Earth Treks or like a climbing studio. They're climbing the face of a but the same way that you would climb.
No belay.
But they have their little feet and they're like wedged onto the wall and they're like trying to find a good little place to be able to attach their attach their hands and go climbing. And it looks like it's like either maybe it's like the Father's Day outing because it's a younger bear. And it's whoever's videotaping it. Like you can hear, it's a woman who videotaped it. You can hear, especially Diane. Look, it's rock climbing.
It's cute.
But you can hear.
Where is it? Like what state?
I don't know. It's on a mountain. Yeah, that I don't know. See, and there's the baby bear, and you can hear. Look, Diane. Well, I don't want to give away the video. Yeah, what do I care? He's going to get stuck. But it's here we go. Okay, where do I go? Where do I go? I don't have a place for my left foot.
It may be fake.
And he's just.
Is it a guy in a bear suit?
No, come on. That's fake.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. I'll step back. And now I'm going to go this way. He's awesome. Can't hear the woman videotaping going, you can make it. You talk. The bear's not going to scale after you. Right?
I've never seen it before, so yeah.
I've never seen it either. I'm climbing. Oh, you know who saw a bear over the, this totally remote bear stuff today? You know who saw a bear over the, while riding his bike? Not motorcycle, bicycle.
Seth?
No. Who's the one that rides a bike?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. He was out riding. He's doing some rides. It was on like a training rider. There was a bear about 20 yards away from him.
He freaked out?
And other bike riders. Yeah, he freaked out. I mean, he stopped, took a couple pictures. Yeah. Nobody's than me. And then he got the hell out of there. And like the bear like didn't chase or anything. He said he was more rode over a snake towards the end of his bike ride.
Oh.
At which point I thought, I'll never go to
like
do that. But he does have a real reason he called me.
It's the animal.
Oh.
Not real. Yes.
Lime?
Don't know. All over.
Okay. That's like dry skin.
No.
He needs to moisture.
And he even said, it's been three since the tick bite. All over body itch.
Isn't it usually like the bullseye?
Diane, that's one type of Lyme disease. There are numerous types of Lyme's disease.
Oh, crazy on the internet.
Sam, it's not researched, or it may as well be an orphan disease.
It could be the first of its kind.
It may as well be.
Lyme disease, a little bit more sleepless leg. Because
more people have heard of it, but it's not easy to diagnose. We had this very hard to diagnose.
But he knows he had a tick.
Yeah, remember he said...
I don't know. Remember the wear pattern?
Well, that's called chest hair, Diane.
Mm.
Wait, what was so... I don't know. Was the chest... His chest hair pattern was...
It was disgusting.
Yeah, but it was weird.
I mean, pattern.
Wasn't even...
Like, what? Diane said pattern.
His red was out of order.
He's convinced now, though. All over body itching.
But... At least he can go and say, I don't know if it's related, but I was bit a couple of weeks ago. Can you check me out?
Well, he called me yesterday because he had to travel for work, so he's not close to his doctor right now.
Of course not.
So he called me on last night. But does Lyme... Is it Lyme's or
it's
Lyme?
Lyme.
Whatever. Does Lyme... That doesn't sound... Does Lyme disease lay... That was the first thing I asked him. Lay dormant in your system and then start to show?
I thought it could lay dormant for...
Years.
Much longer, but I didn't think the symptoms...
Oh, it's all over.
Does it say full body? God. Chicken in the tube.
Oh, Lyme disease can remain dormant for weeks, months, or even years.
There you go. So he's got it. He definitely has it.
I'd go to the doctor if I was him.
Well, he's traveling right now.
Well, don't own business, because you may have Lyme disease.
But he may not. That's his other thing. He may not. But he did have that. Tick in his nipple.
Less than developed the classic bull's.
Diane, thank you.
Many.
You can get that.
Any type of rash.
And that's why they don't know that they've got Lyme's disease.
Lyme.
Yeah.
He's a pet.
How would we too?
And I was, you're probably right.
Fever.
I don't know if he's got a fever.
Night sweat. Mm. And or shakes when hungry.
Is it Nino?
Yeah.
Run down your list of symptoms.
Nano.
working.
Oh, my God. My God. Heart pounds
body. From Lyme's disease?
These are all symptoms.
Yeah, you breached my cell phone. Please leave me a message.
Is he Jewish? Hey, Sammy. Call the hotline. Diane wants to go over symptoms for your all-over body itch.
Are you having difficulty?
Yes. The thing about the heart?
Heart beating so hard and fast it shakes.
Sam, you better call me.
Difficulty moving mouth to speak.
Oh, Sam has that. But that's most.
That's the signal that we're out of time. It's like the new ring back tone.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Hey, I got Lyme's. I got a bit when I was like 10, 12 years old. I got the target on my kneecap.
Right.
I was one of the
that's an early. If you got it back when you were 10, 12, that's an early case.
Yeah, I got to the doctor. The same thing I did, and I waited a day to the patient for the rest of my life.
Yeah, no, there are people that end up medicating every single day for the rest of their life. It's no joke.
Yeah, once you get it, you got it. Unless me, or just give out nasty.
Oh, wait, so you can get rid of Lyme's disease?
The doctor's saying it doesn't get any worse.
Oh, you know what?
And incontinence.
The heart thing sounds awful.
The heart sounds really
bad. Your whole body.
From your Lyme disease, where you're so bad that it shakes your whole
body? I got the bad heartbeat. I just get really bad joint pain and muscle pain.
Where are you on painful intercourse?
Thank God.
That's another one.
I called it, the ring popped up instantly. And I went straight to the doctor the next day. My mom rushed me in there just to make sure it wasn't serious. And right. She said, good call.
Yeah. His went from city to country.
I got real lucky.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding, dude. So if they catch it early enough, so just because you had the ring doesn't mean that you had the...
I had got the line. They were able to give me a shot where I was bit to alleviate the aftermath of it.
Like, I got
I got it in early.
I got you.
So had I waited 24 hours or something like that, like I said, I could be taking medications right now and
screw that.
Be dealing with all kinds of crap.
Screw. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Later, man. Yes, sir.
Forgetting the usings of common objects.
Like what?
Like standing in the shampoo and you're just staring at it because you don't know what to do.
Okay, that doesn't happen.
There's a whole possible symptoms. I'm just telling you what's out there.
All right.
Forgetting how to drive.
That he does. He has it.
Poor judgment.
Incontinent. Painful sex.
Slowed speech. Slurred speech.
I feel like he's good at all those. He can tell if it's going to rain.
Using the wrong word. Oh. Diarrhea.
Yes.
That's got it. He needs to go to the doctor now.
So remember we were talking about those representatives out of Hudson Valley?
Yeah, guys that were pushing for.
Yeah, they were going to like hook up with Sam or something.
Yeah, Sam wanted to go meet with them on the Hill.
So here's the state senator, Sue Serino, representing the fighting 41st Senate District.
Right.
She launched a website called Lyme Action Center. You should send this out.
You totally should. Lyme and tick-borne disease.
It's got testimonies, information.
Media.
Oh, is that where we click? No. But
that's
it's
awesome.
Hearing coming up. And if Sam wants to get in with this push, if for want, he may have to schedule some more travel.
You know what? He'll head upstate. Good for him. By the way, they have ticks in Korea?
Yeah. I would imagine they have them everywhere.
That may be what Governor... he's going... And
now, is anyone's heart... My heart's beating a little faster.
Did you... You've had ticks...
I have, yeah, that's true.
And that's, in some cases, years.
Okay, I'm not trying to make light of it. I'm just saying, hearing...
Heart not beating. I mean, my heart's beating.
I should wear my heart. I got one yesterday for Father's Day. The new giving holidays, I workout program, and then a heart rate monitor.
No, that's nice.
It was ADP yoga.
A heart rate monitor.
What's wrong with your heart right now?
Feeling it.
He can feel his heart, his whole body, like he's got Lyme's.
What's wrong with my heart? Nothing. I want to make sure I'm in the zone, the fat burning zone.
You're doing the yoga thing.
Yeah.
Does that put you into the heart burning zone?
Oh, yeah.
Does it really?
Fat burning, not heart burning.
Whatever. I got heart. Chicken in the tube.
Still waiting on that butter.
God damn you, Alfred.
Thumbs up.
Wait, so that you have to wear a heart rate monitor and do DDP yoga?
You don't have to.
Are you running?
No. No, it's yoga for regular guys. You don't have to have one, but they suggest it. You can set with a heart rate monitor. My wife didn't do that for my birthday, so she took me the back way.
Right.
got me through the back way. Damn. And so I wore the, I'm gonna wear it in here.
Where do you wear it?
Right underneath your chest.
Yeah. It's a strap, and then it reads to the monitor.
I think I had the same one.
Polar?
Yes.
Is it the pink one?
Yes.
Like, do you wear it under your boots?
It goes around your torso. It's like your...
Well, you're...
Yes, it's right underneath my bra. Like, right... It sits in underneath your bra.
So, under...
Yeah. Yeah. Anywhere.
No, I'm not worried about it going anywhere, but, like, doesn't that, like, cut it...
Well,
so they just kind of pancake over the top of it.
No, because they're in a bra.
No, but you're not wearing it's a bra.
What?
It's a bra.
Right,
but not like a regular.
Just like a normal bra.
No, I know what the difference between a sports bra.
You're thinking
bra
of the one. It's not
bra.
The one that. It's not the one that looks like the tank top. No, it's like a regular.
Oh, I don't like that. Does it have like an underwire in the whole thing? Same thing.
Did you guys get the gel for your heart rate monitor chest strap?
No, you.
But I was going to take it up.
Gel.
Bam.
Oh, my emerald. Isn't that what he said?
Wait, what kind of gel? Did you gel on your
you
body?
You have to. It's through Amazon. It's one of the things that customers often buy with that monitor.
Wet yours with water?
Yes, yeah. You can do that.
Why do you wet it? I don't understand.
Because it makes it's the lead, so it conducts better. There's sensors that are able to go through your skin to get your heart rate. It senses better if it's wet. A lot of times it won't read if it's not wet.
Oh. So use the gel.
I was asking if they got it. There's going to be a post-purchase.
I just love that the three of you are all walking around with the...
No, we're not.
We're in the gym all the time.
I said I needed it once
to wear
it during the show. It beeps a lot. I can't. I don't know why heart rate is too high.
Is that why it's shaking your whole body?
It's warning me of something.
Bra too? That's weird. You do. You ain't got no.
It's a strap. It goes around your torso.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm like snugging it in.
I will all the time. So to me, it's just like. It's there now.
Will you please wear it to a gym?
I don't belong to a gym.
Just walk in one. Tell me when you're there for like a trial workout. You're thinking of going.
That's the whole point of EDP yoga.
Making a face.
I work out shirtless.
Oh.
I work
out. You can't see it.
Yes, you can.
When he's shirtless, you can.
Yeah. I guarantee you, if you had it on right.
You can see it if you're doing the signature move, the diamond cutter, and you go to lean back with your hands together, you would see it against your chest because your shirt presses against your chest.
Right.
I see diamonds when he does it.
He wears one?
Yeah. Constantly. That's sometimes where you got to step in.
So you can see his
heart? Oh, step in like in the workouts.
I'm moderately turned on that you have the thing that goes under your boobs. It's hot to me.
No, you just get used to it. It's always there.
Like a bra.
I mean, yeah.
But you don't feel your bra strap all the time.
No. If you're doing something where you're laying down on your stomach, then you might feel it because that thing's sternum, but moving your breasts for.
I'm very, very into it. Line 7.
Hi, this is Paula. I have chronic Lyme disease and good heart. I have a first degree heart block now.
May I hit pause for a second? Maybe you were going to say it and I cut you off. Man, what is a first degree heart block?
From the SA to the AV node in the heart. So there's a delay of my heart. Like the electrical impulses in it.
Sure.
There's a delay now. And, it can progress further, they've said, but so far.
But first degree, I mean, probably not like wrestling and like contact sports. You're good to go, right?
Yeah. However, there's my gallbladder out. There's a lot of things that go along with it. It affects almost every body system and two people the same way.
Hysterectomy because of Lyme's disease?
Yeah, I kept getting ovarian cysts, like over and over and over again.
Did Janet Jackson release her new song? Yeah. Something that you can play. Can you play that? Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Hey, thanks for the info. I'll tell that to Sam.
To get a hysterectomy. But there's also co-infections that go along with these that the ticks have. And you'd be surprised at how much a little bit of a, spit from a tick can.
Why don't deer just drop dead all over the place?
Every time I hear majestic and pretty.
Ugh, disgusting, vile animals. I hear.
Yeah, I used to think they were so pretty and beautiful. Deers and lives. Bambi and.
No, they're gross. I locked eyes. There was one. I was out driving, and there was one. I locked eyes with him about bit. I thought it was coming right across the thighs. He looked right at me. Thank God he held back.
Yeah, I don't know what purpose they can carry the ticks too now. Like some spinoffs from Lyme disease, like Lone Star ticks. They'll be on rabbits.
Lone Star ticks are no joke.
Isn't that the one that you ate meat?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And now there's another one called the bourbon. The bourbon virus, and it happened down in Kentucky was the first case, and that was fatal. And that's yet another kind of spinoff of Lyme.
All of a sudden, your hysterectomy and cyst don't sound that bad.
I know, really. It could be worse. It could be dead.
There you go. All right. Thank you.
Maybe I'll play the new Duran Duran.
All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. Diane, will you do me a favor? Pull out the Trump story, please. All right, let me take the morning.
Elliot in the morning. Meet Imagine Dragons. Listen to EITM all week. Win your tickets to the show. Oh, and pass a page to meet Imagine Dragons. See the band and get all the details. .com/EITM online. In the morning. On Instagram. Richmond.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center. Watch for a stalled vehicle on the right shoulder of Sixville Turnpike. Collision report partial. Skip with Advanta Road on the south side. Jank Road at Forest Hill. Clay Point Road at Bailey Bridge. Road near Old Stage in Chester. Radio WRVA. I'm Kevin Casey.
This report is brought to you by Kroger.
At your neighborhood Kroger this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Download the fuel coupon. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Kroger.com/summerfuel. Low prices at Kroger.
If you're a home builder or commercial contractor, trailer, or an entire building, Temp Power has you covered. Temp Power has mounted and portable generators up to 500,000. Also carries light towers and temporary air conditioning so you can work regardless of weather. On-site diesel fuel. It's Temp Power for everything you need. Temp-power.net or call Brian. 308-3414. 308-3414.
Hey, it's Seth over at G-Force Carts. Like things fast. The faster. I was in Richmond. I made sure to get it. And they're fast. Get in one today. Leave it all out on their quarter-mile indoor track full of twists and turns. Absolutely awesome. You'll get that little pit in your stomach as you're fake their authentic racing experience. Show your skills or try to improve on improve carts and tell them Elliot sent you.
The Flying Squirrels are bringing you something exciting every night of the 2015 season. Thursday and Saturday night will feature a one-of-a-kind fireworks extravaganza, while every Friday home game is a free shirt Friday and happens
are home all week. In your face, Feist Fireworks, haunted by your local Ford.
Fireworks, free t-shirts and fun all season long. Visit squirrel.com. Have fun.
It's here. The 4th of July sales event at your local Ford dealer. Now through July 6th. With really big deals. Legend and toughness. Why more people buy Ford, iPod, and buy again or turn. Everybody thought it's all American. The 4th of July sales event at your local Ford dealer. Technology. America. Big cash back. Bigger cash back for all military members. That's where give retirees and veterans get hundreds more in total cash back. Everybody. The 4th of July Central Ford dealer. This is the event. This is the time. Don't wait. Wait into book his best-selling brand. Hurry. The 6th. Claims based on sale and IHS Automotive's U.S. owner loyalty analysis. Ford had the greatest percentage of owners who returned to market at least to Ford in 2014.
If you're thinking about switching wireless carriers, you'd like to say, think fast. Bright G LTE smartphone just for Switch included, like the LG Leon LTE. You also get unlimited data talk and text on the Neji LTE T-Mobile network. That's not just thinking fast. That is fast. Now at MetroPCS.
Limited time offer. Price app members currently on the T-Mobile network. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
It's the grand opening of Superstore. Bigger and better. Vapor. Over 25 premium brands such as Suicide Bunny, Five Ponds, Root Start, Jimmy the Juice Man, and the Cloud Science. Knowledgeable staff to help you quit smoking today. From beginner to advanced vape you need. With over 10,000 flavors to create at the mixing bar. Visit 11003 Midlothian Turnpike next to the Wall. Second location in Chester. Open Clouds Vapor.
Introducing BOGO Days at Hooters. Buy any 10 wings and get 10 boneless. Really, BTGT. Ring is BOGO. All you need to know is you get 10 free boneless wings when you buy any 10 wings Monday through Thursday until July 16th at Hooters.
Tap is coming to Richmond. Gate 4 at the Richmond International. 3 hours of sampling of over 100 of America's best craft beers. Beers with these furries. Buy your tickets now at America.com.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
XL 102 with another Big Field Day artist.
TMO live at Big Field Day, joined by Dirty Heads.
Can I make a confession? Never super soft. So I was like, what kind of set is he who has seen you guys like a gross amount of times? He just got up and left the interview.
He hates you.
So. If you're at least going to drop the mic, drop.
Get more at BigFieldDay.com. Elliot, XL 102.
The present will never last. It's still. Are we living too fast? Searchlight the crowd. I'll fix on your face. Oh, it well, but it's a dream. Something is happening.
It's Elliot in the morning. By the way, this is the new. Is it the real lineup?
Yeah, the four of them.
LeBron, Taylor,
mm-hmm.
and Nick Rowe. Right.
So and this, Janelle Monáe.
This is...
And Nile Rodgers. Nile Rodgers.
Oh, I know somebody who knows Nile Rodgers. Brett, he knows Nile. Remember when John Taylor came in? You probably still have those underwears at home framed.
No, but I do have an 8x10.
Remember, they left a coffee cup?
That's right. It was Simon and John.
We said to Diane, do you want it? And she said, no, I wouldn't take that. That seems a little extreme. And then we couldn't find it.
Right.
Yeah, you could. Sitting on my desk.
Yep. Hey, Diane comes in. She has her ritual. She puts her bag down, picks up the styrofoam cup, and then...
Styrofoam.
Whatever, Diane, please. You still lick around the ridge of it. All right, two things. Number one, Diane, to get out the Trump story. Hold on to that for a second. Tyler just showed me a picture. That's real.
Yeah.
Put up a pic. I guess a truck lot of circular saw blades.
Like industrial size.
Yeah. You think circular huge. Saw, you think about like the size of like a gate or now, bigger than that.
Yes, but I've never seen a saw blade that big.
No, it's like, it looks like it's 6 feet tall.
The circular, like, I don't know what you would use to use that. But it went right into the hood. Can you imagine that?
Just driving down driving down the interstate.
So the guy who was driving lost control of the car. And then hit it, like the median or something like that? Or the guardrail?
Yeah.
And his, fixed properly? Flying out of the circular saw truck went right into that guy's car.
It looks so fake.
You ever seen a circular saw blade that big?
And then just the
fact that it's stuck into the hood of a car.
Yeah. Looks like a movie.
Yeah, it doesn't look real. But not just like, it looks like Sharknado.
Yes.
A big circular saw blade that big? Rhea in the pants. I'd never be able to deal with it. Put that up. All right, so there's that. Now, what is the Trump thing with his... And this will stand out for a reason. What is Trump thing with... He's bailed out on jury duty...
5 times in 9 years. He's being accused of failing to his civil duty of sitting on by the county clerk in Manhattan... they said he had so many summonses, he was ordered to appear back in March.
He went with the...
Twice in 2006, once in 2008, once in 2013, February 9th of this year.
Of this year, right. And he's never shown up...
But his people are like, no, he never got... No.
which, by the way, is a great excuse. It won't work.
And it's not like he gets his own mail. Like, he's got somebody who goes mail, and I'm sure priority.
They dicked him, and they were like, man, just throw this out.
Who
this
knows?
Is a scam. So what trouble did he?
I think he was fined, like, $250.
Because isn't the penalty? What's the penalty for ignoring your jury duty? Because aren't you in contempt of...
You hear that, but I don't know if that's true.
How do you know? Like, let's say for something happened and you didn't get got lost in the mail sort. The mailman lost it. Somebody stole your mail. I mean, who the hell knows? What happened? So let's just pretend, for argument's sake, I'm supposed to be at jury duty today.
Yeah,
but I never got the notice. What happened?
You lost for your birth date and your social security.
No, that's the big scam that's going on right now.
It's back.
It's gone on before.
But it's in a bad way nationwide right now.
So people are...
I forgot credit card. Sometimes.
They'll ask for a credit card? Well, yeah, to pay off the fine. But let's say, for example, I would call Diane's house, right? And Diane answers...
This is not what happened.
...going on. That's why I wanted... This is the real way that you would find... Like, people don't get their mail summons.
No, but I would think, like, you're supposed to call... the week before, right?
You've gotten your summons.
That's what I'm saying.
I have the summons.
If you don't call on that day, turn it around and call you.
They call your house. You ready?
Uh-huh.
You answer the phone. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. My name's Ella Courthouse. You were supposed to be here for jury duty. You've missed your time, and you realize that now you're facing a warrant for your arrest. Now, if you don't want, we obviously know where you live, called in, we can settle this right now and just pay a court fine. I'll need your... So, look you up.
Nope.
I will...
I know, but you should
I need your
over the phone.
I need.
No, you
I
don't.
Sure, you do.
No, you do not.
You've never given your social security number over the phone.
Not the entire thing. Sometimes they will ask for the last to confirm who you are.
No, I've had to give my whole phone,
and that's why your identity got
at all. So I call your house.
Hard and fast rule.
You you didn't show for jury duty today.
Well, I never got the notice.
It was sent to you.
I never got it.
Today
you can see I have time before.
I do see that. Which is why you wouldn't come?
I will go to the
February. I'm sorry, you didn't see this?
No, I did not.
Okay. Please feel free to go to the courthouse with the warrant out for your arrest.
Okay. Well, I don't. I would like to get this settled in the courthouse.
Right. And here's a chance for us to settle it right now.
No.
Yes.
No.
By the way, Diane would do it.
I would not give. No, that's it. Don't give that out over the phone. I'm not giving you my credit card number either.
You want to pay off this fine?
Yeah, I'll go do it in person.
Where?
At the courthouse. It's 10 minutes.
I'll still get arrested the second you walk into the court. There's
an
warrant for your arrest.
I'm trying to make this fine. I would get
I'm
arrested
trying to
at
make
the court.
This
at the you, who are trying to steal my identity, are just saying that you could clear this up easily over the phone. I would rather clear it up in person.
You're still talking. You've already failed. The up immediately. We'll never contact you over the
phone. The IRS.
Yeah.
Oh, the IRS contacts you over the phone.
No, that's what the scam was going around. Seriously.
They did for me.
No, only one T.
Oh, no. The family dog did go to live on a farm. I know he did.
Really happens, though. That is the scam that's going on nationwide right now. Is the you miss jury duty, let's pay off your fine before you get arrested. And yes, like Tyler's for a while.
But it is back in
a very big way right now. But if you don't legitimately get your note, and I don't know why, but you don't. I mean, stuff gets lost.
Yeah. The court would contact you, or someone maybe put you into the next round of
So jurors. you're not guilty of anything like that if you don't?
I mean, not that mail gets lost. And I would, either they're going to contact you or just put you back in the pool again and
so
call
is,
you again.
Is that,
you always talk jury.
Love serving jury duty. Love it. I wish I could be a professional juror.
So why are you looking to skip it?
Convenience. I may not be the most convenient time.
I was surprised. Like, it says they cut off jury selection once you're 70. Wouldn't you think they would want?
No.
I mean, maybe 70 to 75-year-olds. They're the ones who are retired.
No,
they would have time to do that.
Number one is they're angry. They hate their life.
Old people.
30, 75-year-olds.
No,
because life isn't what they thought it would be, and they hate
out of your mind,
and they hate the younger generation.
Every 70 plus hates their life.
Most of them, yeah. I saved all
your money,
nothing. Not everybody. I've watched 14 of them driven out of the old folks' home.
Living in an old folks' home at 70.
A lot of people live in an old folks'
home. 70-year-olds I know.
A lot of people live in a retirement community. A lot of people do.
Some, not all. You're making it seem like they're you know.
In any case, they hate young people.
Don't?
Yeah, they do.
Their grandkids.
And because they don't look at their grandkids. They walk into a courtroom, they see the defendant, they think, and they hate them. Look what they've done. The world that I had to create. No, I don't want an old person on my jury.
You don't think somebody who's got the same attitude? That they're not at work, and
so
they knew we were going
to get... to hack a computer. What's a computer?
It's a 70-year-old.
I don't want to have to stop the ceremony to explain to them.
What's a computer?
Somebody who understands my modern day... I don't want...
Nobody who's 70 has an iPad, an iPhone.
No, they run. It runs
it's
like...
Their,
run
it's
like
their
No, I want a man's the world that we live in. I don't want somebody who's angry about all that went wrong.
Out of your mind.
Give me youth. Give me youth. Give me smarts. Give me people that are looking to like make a difference. Not some bitter old man who's all pissed off and angry.
That's going to be.
It's
a computer.
Well, no, you're going to get them. And then they hack Netflix. Netflix. Like, they don't know. He's not watching Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, but Grace and Frankie, I feel like, attracts an older audience.
Hi, Elliot.
Hey, you're talking about not getting them. I don't know if it was just because it was for a grand jury or what, but I had a deputy actually hand deliver me my subpoena for the jury duty.
Oh, wait, so you do, but because you missed it? Oh, no. Because you were going to serve grand jury, they hand delivered your notice.
I haven't served yet, but you know, they had an officer come out to my house, and I was at work, so I ended up having a deputy hand delivered it to me.
And that's a great question. Is that how they deliver grand jury? By the way, when do you start serving a grand?
July 22nd.
And is it 6 weeks, right?
I have no idea if I didn't meet in July, date in August, date in November. They said I had 3 days I had to report.
Is it once a 3 months or something? I thought it was once a week for 6 months. Maybe it's once a week for three.
I have no idea.
Dude, you're in for the best time of your life.
Yeah, I bet.
or we just go if you want to get out. Go to Party City and get like a convict costume. Show up for jury duty all the time. Hey, Elliot in the morning.
Morning.
Hey, who's this?
So, this is Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'm 18, I moved out of my parents, and I moved from county in Maryland, and my mother just threw away my jury duty notice since, you know, I didn't live there anymore, and I ended up getting a subpoena earlier here.
So what did you do then?
Well, I went and took a copy of my new lease to the, you know, and said, I didn't know I was still obligated to appear since I belonged in this county. And he said, have a nice day.
Yeah. So that's how you move.
My lease to prove it. So at least I was covered.
Right. Oh, I see. So yeah, you brought that in as proof. Yeah, you're not getting around that. Although I am telling Diane Card, I could just run the charge right here. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, if you stay on the phone with me, you should get your email confirmation and click.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm not into it.
No.
Yeah, Tyler.
When are we calling Trump?
The. Whoops.
That's a Trump fan.
The.
His actors.
Line 7. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, my name's Dana.
Hey, Dana.
Hey, good. So it wasn't a jury duty summons, but I'm a pharmacist, and I was subpoenaed to testify against the doctor for something, and the only way I even knew I was subpoenaed is because the state board story is straight, and everyone else had gotten their show up, but they kept saying I should, and so I figured it got lost, but it turns out, settling out of court. So I didn't have to email from the state board.
Hey, what was the doctor doing? Was he smuggling drugs?
He was a pill mill.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
No, not a pill mule, a pill mill. It means he writes a letter for people that aren't in LA, and sometimes the gangs they get sick.
Yes.
They don't care.
and just write a prescription for me, because I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back in and get. I need more, but I don't. No, but I don't want to go in and go through all the appointments and everything. I just want a prescription for what I already have.
Can't you call your doctor?
Is that already in huge oxycodone 30%?
No, I don't need that. I just need migraine medication. Hey, will you write it for me? Is that illegal to solicit somebody to just illegally write me drugs?
Yep.
Would you write it for me?
No, I can't because I'm working retail. In some ways, in some forms, but
you just want me to put you on hold, and I'll give you my information off the air. That's fine.
Hey, wait, but I didn't get to the good point. My summons, my subpoena.
Right.
So I found out I didn't think Bird was keeping in contact. So it's the day that I would have gone and court would have started him, and I was home that day. And the doorbell rang at like 2 p.m. the day I heard.
Right.
And the dude showed up with the court.
You had to go to court then because you missed.
No, because they settled out of court, but he didn't even know.
Oh, I understand.
He said he was on vacation or something, and the paper was all crumpled. And actually, that court date was already running.
Oh,
and
dude.
He was we were on vacation. I was on vacation.
No idea. Please.
So I think the Supreme lost or something, but it didn't matter because I read it. It really didn't matter because they settled out of court.
Yeah, but if that wouldn't have, you were screwed though. Hi, Elliot.
Good morning, Elliot.
Hey.
Yes.
This is your McDonald's friend, Scott.
Oh, hey, what's going on, dude?
Love this guy.
So, I talked to... Anyway.
Yeah.
So, I the summons goes to my old address. I don't update my DMV license. About a month later for speeding, he says, sir, there's a warrant out for your arrest. He handcuffs me, puts me in the car, takes me to Falls Grove Detention Center. Why am I being taken there? It's my life. I find out that I had a failure to appear, and so because the entry form was written... in order to get me. And this whole domino effect just from this one thing.
Crap. So once they got you down there, and you kind of explained and just go away?
I mean, so they let me out on reconnaissance. I don't have a record. I have to have them prove that they knew to them. And so I have to take this to the judge. And I then, just by coincidence, I get placed with the judge that I know. I can't preside over the court because I know this gentleman. I get switched. I mean, this is a whole back and forth. Then she gets thrown out. It's not a big deal. Yeah, what works for that is always tell the DMV where you live.
Hey, but were you being honest when you said it got bounced back?
Oh, yeah, we moved from Germantown to Olney or something.
Okay.
We never got it. Look like your license fell off. So here's a warning kind of a thing. It wasn't even like a big speeding ticket. But by the way, so when I say he says I'm going to place, I say no because I got scared. He puts his hand on his gun. He said, sure, if you move again, I'll put you on the ground.
Okay.
And when I said no, it was purely instinct, not...
You're under arrest.
Under arrest.
It worked when I was a kid.
All right, dude. Hey, listen, good to hear from you. I appreciate the phone call.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day. All right, give me one quick break. Diane's got dirt next.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know a dog trainer?
A landscaper.
Math tutor.
A house painter to paint our living room taupe.
No, no, I'm Agnew the Bow to dog train bow.
Make gardens grow.
Every stir the sun to two to done.
To hire skilled professionals to accomplish anything, just answer a few questions about what you need, and Thumbtack will send you quotes from the best professionals in your area. It's never been easier your personal projects. No matter to accomplish, Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys are actually women, but you. And Thumbtack is always professionals. So if that's you, check them out. Thumbtack.com to get started.
Benjamin. Bon Secour and the Washington Redskins are pushing for healthier communities. So, June 27th, they're challenging men of all ages to get off the field and sack Matthew. But it's not just for men. Participate in an afternoon of fun. That means mom and the kids, too. There'll be food and refreshments. Test your skills in our combine. At the end of the day, we'll have a drawing for some game-changing prizes. Motivation? Then how about the champ, Washington Redskins player? And some team cheerleaders. Yeah, we don't miss it. Check your health day is June 27th from 11 a.m. Only at the Bon Secour Washington Redskins. Check your health before you wreck your health. To learn more, visit realmenseethedoctor.com.
Summertime here, oh, Hoagie Fest, here I come.
Hoagie Fest, Hoagie Fest,
the Hoagies, and I'm gonna get me some.
go!
Hoagie Fest is back to make it fun. Grab any $2.99. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited time only. See store for details.
Hoagie Fest.
Back at Wawa, and to celebrate all the summer fun, all standard size candy is 2 for $2 with peanut M&Ms, Wienerfinger cups, Skittles, peanut chew, and mix and match all your favorite fish for you, Haribo gummy bears for a friend, or 2 Hershey caramel bars. All wherever your adventures take you along with this part of Hoagie Fest. 2 candies, just $2. Gotta have a Wawa. Limited store for details.
You haven't read your car's owner's manual lately. That's okay. Jiffy Lube uses the same information to help you understand what your vehicle needs at this point in its life, regardless from simple light bulb, air filter, or lubricant to a complete antifreeze or serpentine belt replacement. Jiffy Lube specializes in automotive preventive maintenance. You never need an appointment. And Jiffy Lube proudly features high-quality Pennzoil motor oil, not just oil. Pennzoil.
Top is always a challenge. Yet what so many people have learned is that when you drive the award-winning Jeep Grand Cherokee or the versatile Jeep Cherokee, the top is just the beginning. Lucky, the most luxurious SUV 730-mile highway driving range. Award-winning Cherokee with 3 available 4x4 systems and precision-crafted interior. Where you go from the top is entirely up to you. Drive and you'll discover why Jeep brand continues to be the best-selling SUV brand. Join us now at the Jeep Drive and Discover event. Welcome of competitive vehicles. Get a low mileage lease on the 2015 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x2 a month for 36 months with $24.99 due at signing, tax, title, and license extra. Ward segment, Ward dummy, based on total SUV sales of 14 Ward light vehicle segment. Call Jeep for details. Requires state or contribution. Lease to Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge. Reach and see restrictions apply. Take delivery by 6:30. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The summer of it at the Home Depot. You can save hundreds of client special buys right now. Like a Samsung Active Wash washer with built-in sink or electric dryer for only $699 each. Save $400. Let's get a better upgrade for less. Let's do this. Save $400 washer and dryer pair. More saving. More doing. That's the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details. Gas dryer extra.
Now, back to Act on XL102.
Thanks again to Astro Donuts and Fried Chicken. New Falls Church location. From Leesburg Pike. Go to astrodonuts.com. Modern interpretations of different yet equally comforting all-American classics. Fried chicken and donuts. It's our buddy Jeff Halpern's joint. And I wish it made sense what high recognition this is and high praise it is for the fried chicken. But high up his hands to eat it. And he would never even think about such a public. Please. A location in Falls Church. Menu will be very similar to the one on G Street downtown. Side sandwiches and breakfast. For catering orders, 202-809-5565. You know what really? I know you think that. I think that I'm going to say the it did, but that. Oh yeah, that's a little palate cleanse. Because then I'm going to take another breath. I got chicken in the soup. Anyway, thank you very much to Astro Donuts and Fried Chicken for coming in today. All right, Diane, get into some dirt, please.
The women's soccer game tonight, U.S. against Colombia. That is 8 o'clock Eastern time on Fox Sports 1.
We win this thing. I know. any given paper.
Yep.
But I Colombia play.
Yeah.
As I watched the win, three times. And I saw, I don't remember if it was Thailand or Tend, I then play once and win over the Ivory Coast. And I saw 10 minutes of somebody last night, Switzerland.
What was the record that they set last? Canada?
Oh, wasn't
the attendance
it?
Attendance record?
Oh, yeah, no, it was sick people. It was nuts.
But it went, like, not just, this is the biggest credit for women's national team game in any sport.
Is it really?
Wow.
Wow. Wow is right, Diane.
Whoa.
Oh,
sorry. I haven't seen Columbia play.
Yeah.
And I know that there's some talk about the U offense all we want.
Or the pieces, we've only seen, you know, Abby and Alex together. The last game.
Good right now?
Columbia's hot. I mean, they definitely had the decent biggest World Cup of history over France. Because they're, I think they're a little underranked.
Okay.
Underrated.
But there's Sepulveda. Okay, she's good.
I mean, Hope Solo's obviously good
better,
too, but.
Better.
Yeah.
14 girl who went to.
Hi. Cousin Natalie.
Cousin Natalie.
Yes.
And then Lady, what's her name?
Andrade.
Lady Andrade.
Yep.
She's the one faced the last time.
And she did say during her press conference that, now I have failed to find footage of that yet, but she says that Abby also.
Sit out. Like we get up 3-4, 4-0.
Yeah.
And punches her back. Do you get in trouble for that?
You would, yes.
She can't. So it's not like if Gio would have hit Tapner, it would have just been like, all right.
Gabby would be showing a straight red card.
Then you know what?
So hopefully, I mean, on paper.
You want to hit her? Hit her when you hold up the trophy.
On paper, the U.S. should.
USA.
Damn!
English only.
Damn.
And I reference coach or manager. Ugh, what? Like, it's amazing how sour people get when they lose.
Why? What did he do?
Had the easiest group. Everybody, their final game.
Oh, I saw that.
No one played.
They rested Marta.
Among others. And even, they lost to Australia, they're knocked out of the tournament, and he complained that this is set up for the U.S. to win. The U.S. group death, or as Fox calls it, the group of exhaustion. Come on.
Oh,
and on the U.S. side of the bracket, they're still top ranked.
It drove
me crazy what he said. He was crazy.
Are you going to watch?
Tonight? Yeah. The Bachelorette.
I'll flip over afterwards. Absolutely.
Warriors, so you think you can dance all on tonight. Also, that Whisper show on ABC's new WTF podcast talk today because the president actually dropped the N-bomb in frank conversation about race that's available for download today. Def Leppard's guitarist Vivian Campbell announcing that he is once again will be forced to miss things of their summer tour. He said, I'm still working on a schedule of treatment with my doctors, but I will call very soon as he tried to open mind and a positive attitude. He was previously diagnosed with Hodgkin's 2 years ago. Durant at the top spot at the weekend box
office. How much did he make this weekend?
Another 102.
Wow.
Inside Out, a Pixar movie, the second highest opening find.
Toy Story.
Yes. Back in 2010, it made $91.1 million. And Dope for the top five out of the top 10 Entourage already. New ones opening up this week. Max is the story of the German Shepherd that helped the Marines in Afghanistan, and then Handler's family, and then Ted 2, obviously, with the Mark Wahlberg, voice of Seth MacFarlane, Amanda Seyfried. That's new this week.
And you said Kristen Wiig movie on Lifetime was not good.
I the 2 minutes, it was all during the storms on Saturday night, and I thought, let me check it out, because you weren't sure it was going to be, and it was very intense seeing it. It seemed like it was a serious Lifetime movie, like it wasn't thing, or like
Babysitter Induction.
If it was like that, it was
greatest Lifetime movie of all time.
Some like failed adoption that they were in the midst of, but it wasn't what you wanted it to be, like scary movie or you know what I mean,
right?
Like something along those lines, but it was not. Moving Vans, house of Ben Affleck and Jenner in California over the weekend.
Remember, they got to be split up by June 30th.
Despite all of the sources say they're having some furniture taken out before the work.
What did Brad Meltzer say? They say there's renovation going on.
Yep. Those leaked emails are still biting Sony in the ass. Newly between Marvel and reveals that Sony had very strict orders when it came to the on-screen of Spider-Man, for instance, Caucasian and straight. He also couldn't have sex with anyone under the age of 16. He couldn't smoke, couldn't sell, or then could not use foul language beyond a PG-13 rating. Garfield. Diesel going to star in a movie based on that old 70s cop show Kojak that starred Telly Savalas back in the day. 1970 because Vin Diesel looks a little bit like him. I don't know.
Because they're bald?
Guess. I don't see the reason for them to bring it back. The adaptation at this point.
I never saw. I should say I never saw. I never watched Kojak. But was there a parent bird in Kojak?
I just remember
lollipop. Liked his lollipop.
No, you're not like Beretta or something. The guy with the effed up eye, right?
Peter
didn't
he have Falk?
Falk? Didn't he have a glass eye?
Don't know.
Kaylee, I don't know.
last night, Kim Kardashian announced boy with Kanye West for baby number two that she's expecting with Kanye. Jake Lloyd, former child star, arrested in a high-speed chase and known for playing young Anakin Skywalker in The Phantom Menace, was driving recklessly in a yellow line to pass other vehicles.
1 hour.
Yes, and that chase went on for about 25 miles before he lost control. They said in 2012, he has said in an interview that role that he played in Star Wars made his child not under the influence.
No.
When he was pulled over, by the way. Eddie Van Halen slam interview with Billboard talking about how, in his words, David's perception of himself is different than who he really is. You know, we're not in our 20s anymore. We need to act like you're 60. I stopped coloring my hair because I know I'm not going to be young. He also took some nuts at Michael Anthony, saying that basically every note that Michael Anthony, he had to show him, he would actually come in with a video camera.
Right,
before
watch
tours.
Eddie play the note so that he could play
it. He downplayed the importance of the harmony that Michael Anthony was so much known for in the band's sound. Well, of course, Sammy Hagar had to come out to his friends to say that he had to show him what to teach him. That is the biggest line of BS. I was in that band. There was a camera involved of Eddie showing him what to play. Eddie Van Halen, F you for saying that about Mikey. You're a liar.
Happy birthday. 61.
Is he really?
Was it Saturday?
Wow.
Tiger Woods, not such a great showing at the 2015 U.S. Open, but now he is looking forward, mind and his heart, on his dog Taz, tweeting out a message of support for his dog, saying a rough year is about to get better. Takers to get double ACL reconstruction on both legs. And
how did you spell rough?
The normal way, not R, you think. Anyway, Junior found himself with a new weekend's race at Sonoma. Microsoft, actually the business of NASCAR, supporting the launch of Windows 10 with primary sponsorship for his car as they head back to work the weekend. Windows 10 will also system of
the.
I'm not kidding. He and Amy taking a little journey through German wine country on vacation. So very soon to get ready for the race.
All right, very good. By the way, as long as you're talking NASCAR, I think they went on sale an hour ago. I believe tickets for the Daytona 500 went on. No. And I see you roll your eyes.
I'm not rolling my eyes. I have two people who are going.
Hey, do you really? Mm-hmm. Are they going together?
Yeah.
No. If you remember, you don't. There's all kinds of renovations. So it'll be the first running on the the Daytona first running on the track. On the track, once all like the bait and everything are done, it's my know that are going. We'll be able to enjoy a whole new fan experience.
Wow.
At the Daytona 500. But I believe that about an hour ago.
And still pay $400 a night to stay in a Hojo's.
All right, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. Coming up next.
News breaks. He's there at the heart of the story. When lives change, he's this when it really matters.
Elliot in the morning.
Center customer talks about his experience.
I think Cap Center is the only company that had the process that made me looking for a mortgage loan. I would get the lowest rate for me and my family, and Cap Center let me get what I wanted rather than forcing me to. The speed of the Cap Center product and things to me, helped me lock in a long run. The people's was easy, and I ended up with a mortgage that saved me money. Plus, I got a free cap. Thing that could have improved the Cap Center loan process was maybe a cigar and a newspaper. I'm Richard Martin. And I did.
Well, that makes it official. For zero closing costs and costs you'll have, visit capcenter.com. 968-5000. Quote. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS number 6787 at NMLS Consumer and Housing Lender.
Bro, these wings are delicious.
Roommate made them. Roommate?
Hi, I'm Ethel. Made those hot. I put that on every.
I want a roommate.
I put that on everything.
Times between 2 and 5 p.m. The day starts to drag.
Don't get sucked into the afternoon slump during Taco Bell's happier hour. P.m., all medium drinks and regular freeze-out Sangrita Blast and Mountain Dew Baja Blast for just $1 each.
just.
That's right. What are you waiting for? An hour. Only at Taco Bell. Live mile. Spitting locations for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. All beverage-related trademarks are owned by PepsiCo and PepsiCo Inc. Its subsidiaries are...
Don't I wish that when I'm traveling, and I'm always traveling, I could take all my data with me. A work trip here, a vacation. The episode's just... I hate that annoying person who's always saying, stop talking, I haven't seen it yet. Why isn't it possible for me to get my DVR'd shows on my tablet so I can watch it on a plane, or wherever I am?
We're with can stream or download your DVR'd shows and watch them on any mobile device, anywhere, like anywhere.
I think you mean the Caribbean.
Who? Xfinity is perfect for people on the go. Switch to the Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast for $79.99 a month for a year back. Plus, get speeds up to 105 megabits per second free for 1414 at X1 DVR service. Only at X. Offer on 7/12/15. New starter X Triple Play customer. Only. Equipment taxes and fees including broadcast TV, fee and RSN, fee and RMP extra, and subject to FOMO, regular rates apply. 2-year term agreement required.
Say, I love you. Oh, I know you can do it. I love you. I love you. Hey, good boy.
Dog is more than just a pet. Lap warmer, home security system.